You're listening to Q-Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, good evening. Thank you for joining us. It's Tuesday evening. That just means one thing. You've got nothing better to do with your life, so you listen to Q-Talk America and the Clayton McKee Show. That's me. Ah, joining us as we do, a man who only keeps the best cereals in his house. It's Buddy Early.
Yes. I'm very excited to be here tonight. Oh, and that's very sincere.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad.
I always have a good time, but today, all day, I'm like, was really happy to be coming here tonight. It's a good
wow,
thing.
Wow, I think that's a kind of a nice statement, affirmative statement from Buddy Early. Also with us, a woman who will love you until she forgets who you are. It's Marnie Ryer.
Who am I?
I don't know, buddy, sure.
Hi, guys.
And rounding out our weekly in-studio cast.
Oh, by the way, I'm not happy to be here.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, oops. I just wanted to balance things.
Thank you.
We're not Fox. Fuck you.
Oh, that's right.
And rounding out our weekly in-studio cast, he's only here because Shark Week is over. It's Al Perkins.
Yeah, exactly. I am shark-free.
Also, if you'd like to give a shout-out, normally we have Doug Wilkie in the chat room. He's not there this week because he had a prior commitment. He moderates the chat room. However, you can certainly get involved with us each week by going to Q-Talk America's webpage and clicking on the banner towards the top that says Enter Chat, and you can get yourself in the mix with whoever is in the room that day. Sometimes it's a guy from Tennessee. Sometimes
he's there?
I don't know. Well, I had a power issue and I had lost my thing. Well, it'll come back up in a minute. Also, you can send messages through our Facebook page. Look up The Show with Clayton McKee on Facebook and shoot us a message there if you care to. Otherwise, hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, well.
Well, hello. I thought we already did that.
We did, but I like to go around the room and just say hi to each and every one.
I may forget.
You know, realize I stole that from
I didn't realize we were so in the grips of Alzheimer's here. Wow.
Well, no, I stole that from her Facebook. She posted a thing. She and Aaron were posting things that I'll love you until I forget who you are.
Yeah.
So
that's fair.
What can you expect more from anybody?
No, I can't hope for more.
Because when you're in the home later in life and you don't know who they are, you're not sure if you should love them or not anyway.
No,
so
I question this. It'll be like I told her I put on there because she put that on my page and I said it'll be like 50 first dates.
Yeah.
You know, if you've seen that, you know, every day I'll just make a videotape. And,
sure.
I'll love you till one of us loses control of our
bladder. Oh my God, I should actually find a hot looking amnesiac patient and be like,
care.
You love me.
Yeah,
you don't remember.
You don't remember.
Is this so you're
going to second Tom.
You're going to reenact the movie Overboard? Is that what you're going to do?
Wow.
I am
really reaching
movie.
Back for that one.
I am not a bitch.
Great movie.
Yeah, you are.
I don't know who I am, but I'm sure I have a lawyer.
Such a good movie.
Oh, there are so many great
ones.
She
has not said very many nice things about my wife, so we're kind of okay if she gets out of here.
When he's standing right there and he goes, are you sure that's not her? Nope, that's not her.
Nope. I've never seen her before.
Not ever. Funny, funny stuff. Well, buddy, as we typically start and with you and check in with what in the hell has been going on.
Yeah, we always start with me and I'm stuffing my face.
Well, would you like me to bypass you? Because
no,
I can go direct to Marnie because she's used to going first.
No, that's fine.
Tyler from Tennessee is with us today.
Hey, Tyler.
I like that you didn't believe me when I said it.
Oh, I didn't hear you say it.
Oh. I said hi. Oh, okay. I believed you.
I didn't hear you say it.
I didn't believe you.
No one listens. No one listens to me.
Bullshit.
So I have to talk so much. I hope someone will someday listen.
So, buddy,
yeah.
You're good. You're still employed.
Yeah, I am. And
but you were exceptionally happy to be here today, so I was
curious.
You know,
I'm not sure why. I think... No. More so than usual. Like, this afternoon at work, I'm like, wow. Oh, I'm so looking forward to going and doing the show tonight. Oh. It's going to be a really nice time. I've actually... over the weekend, I had like a 2-day anxiety attack, and I get little anxiety attacks every now and then, especially in my midlife crisis time of life.
I call it menopause. That's what
but
I'm going through.
This, but I'm sure this anxiety attack lasted like the entire weekend, where I was just freaking out about things. And you know what? I learned something about myself.
And that you have anxiety
attacks? I know. I already knew that.
You
but you know what? I
board?
Need to be... diagnosed with something, and maybe one of you—I mean, Marnie—you're not necessarily in this field, but you've worked with
in
mental
hearts.
Patients. And
I love that phrase.
Al, you deal with all kinds of people at the restaurant,
yes.
So you've seen all comers. I think I'm sort of like I've become the opposite of a hoarder, in that I hate possessions.
It's called a minimalist, isn't it?
A minimalist.
Well, and I'm not like acting on it. Like, I'm not getting rid of everything, but everything.
So you're
I
lazy
see,
minimalist.
Yes, at that. But everything I see, first of all, it's because of my financial woes lately, but I look at everything. Like, I'm watching TV, and all I see is the cable bill, and I go out to get in my car, and I'm like, oh, this is going to need repairs, and I see dollar signs. But also, like, I see things around my home, and I'll look at a lamp. And I'll be like, that fucking lamp. I own that lamp. I'm responsible for that goddamn
lamp.
That
is my lamp.
And I'm doing that with everything. And I'm almost at the point where I don't want any possessions. I don't want any responsibility of owning my toaster. I mean, you know what I mean?
Give it to Al. He'll use it in his car.
It's kind of – I'm like, why am I like this?
I'll use a toaster anywhere. Yeah.
And I have a meth head hoarder brother, and I'm like the complete opposite. It's weird. Is there a word for that?
Yeah, but is that why, do you think?
No.
Because of past kind of stuff?
No, I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Is this a hypochondria lesson? Is that what we're going through with
it
you?
It could be. It could be.
He wants a mental illness. He wants a diagnosis.
One.
So we'll find one.
Wow.
I'll work that out. I'm going to write that down right now.
aside from CDs and books, I talk myself out of buying everything. Like, if it's not a CD or a book...
Or TV.
There's absolutely nothing. Yeah. I know, but they had to steal one to get me to buy another one. You know what I mean?
I mean, things like food is okay because I'll go through that and it'll be gone.
Sure.
But everything else that I own,
there's no emotional
I'm like,
attachment.
Oh God, that's mine. It's like the quote, you know, put a label on it. It's mine, and something about that bothers me.
Okay,
is it weird?
Well, no. I don't have that with vacuums or lawnmowers or bikes.
Because he's a hoarder.
I am not a hoarder. You can walk through my house.
Yes. No, but you hoard specific things. You don't live like a hoarder.
No, I don't. But by God, if anybody needs shit fixed.
You're an organized hoarder.
Yeah, I mean, right.
You may or may not get it back.
Everything that you have, you can use.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Whereas I think with a hoarder, that's not necessarily true.
Right,
they
I said he was organized.
Shit.
I said it was organized.
I am in the process of getting rid of a bunch of old VHS if I can get them converted to DVD.
I need someone to do that for me.
I want that out of my hair because I don't want to deal with that either. Of course, then I'll probably have something where I realize that I saved them, you know, whatever bullshit.
I want to be like Ali Sheedy in The Breakfast Club and everything I own is in my backpack. And I want to be like, you never know when you're going to have to jam. And that'll be my catchphrase.
I think that's called homeless.
Yeah.
Just a guess.
Tomato.
I'm going to go with the homeless thing too. So your diagnosis is homeless.
There was this week I had to have a roofer come to the house because there was a leak. Obviously, when it rains, it's the only time it leaks. But he walks in and he looked at the ceiling and stuff, and then all of a sudden he pauses and he goes, "Do you work on bikes?" Because there's like seven of them in my house right now. Yes, I fix.
No, I'm part of a stealing ring.
Yeah.
This is where all the ones go.
This is
that
the chop shop for Schwinn here.
Huffy. I feel it must be pronounced Huffy.
Get on your Huffmobile and ride off into the sunset. Marnie?
Yes.
What have you been riding all week?
Did you get a first name or no?
OSCAR?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I have my pie chart here, and we're not moving along very fast.
We're not?
I felt pretty good. Well, I just wanted to make sure that we're, you know, on point.
We're good. We're fine. I haven't bitched anybody yet.
I'm sorry, Marnie. Did I talk too long?
No, I'm not saying you. Not at all.
No.
I'm just trying to move along.
Wow, she's bitchy, too.
I think you need that shot.
I do.
Oh, fuck you, then. Then let's just move on. Marnie, you're done.
No, I'm not done. I'm okay.
She gets bitchy when she didn't have that shot.
I know, we heard.
Or is it cortisone? Or
2 weeks away.
Oh, not soon enough. Can we get you a pill?
And that's 14 days early. That's 14 days early.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
All right.
Are we what? What were we going to
have? No, I'll laugh later.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Marnie.
I wanted to give a shout out to Chris McNamara and Anna Latzer. Their Chris's birthday is today, and Anna's is on Friday.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing shout outs already.
Well, I do that.
She does it.
That's when I do my thing.
Her pie chart says she can.
She bakes her own pie and brings it in.
I do. No, this week has been fairly tame. I just been working. It was payroll for, you know, kind of over the weekend and doing just different things. That was about it. And today was a 3.5-hour phone call with the mom. And I thought of you.
Does she know she lives with you and she can come home and talk to you?
With a mom that I work for.
Oh,
like, is she calling from the backyard?
Mom.
The
I'm
call is coming from inside the house.
Yeah.
Guess where I am? I'm by the pool.
Come find me. Play hide and seek.
No, you meant a mother of a client. Got it. Okay.
And it was really interesting. She didn't really know a whole lot about the services her daughter was receiving. We're going through all this, and everything was fine. And you could tell she's a little bit older, and I knew she didn't vote like me, you know, initially. But then, like, out of nowhere, this was a statement I never thought that I would hear. She said, you know, the woman that I respect the most is Jan Brewer.
Oh, my God.
Crickets.
Like, I'm going through a tunnel. You're breaking up. You're going through. Yeah.
And I thought,
Jesus.
Wow.
That's the most? Like, that's the
most. This is the woman that I respect the most. Or the woman that I respect
so
the
I'm
most
assuming she's not encountered many women. That's how I'm going to take this.
Can we prove that Jan is a woman?
Most of them were dead.
It was astounding to me. Like, I just sat there. And that goes back to the point you brought up last week as far as that kind of having to be diplomatic and stay in the middle. And you can't necessarily... But I have to. My eyes, I think, for the rest of it, were as big as saucers. Like,
sure. So what was your what was your comeback to that?
I said, I respect that. But fine, you know. And so I'm really like, tripping over myself.
I'd have been like, I didn't get your first name. Was it Dumb or Dumber? I get them confused.
You are a moron.
Yeah. Right.
But it was just very the interesting. Most. And the interesting piece of it is because if you guys recall about a year ago.
You called her a cunt?
Well, no, that was about 4 months ago and last
4 minutes ago.
Four minutes ago, right, exactly.
And then you chanted on your way over.
Now,
right.
It's on repeat. And again. But it was about a year ago or was it two? It might have been 2010 where they were going to get rid of access. Do you guys remember that?
I do vaguely remember that, yes. Yeah.
And that included...
Yeah, what was going to happen to her?
Developmental disabilities.
Right, was going to happen to this woman's child.
Absolutely. That's why I think I was the most astounded because I thought that would have taken everything away, like every service.
And despite her own family troubles, Jan Brewer, correct me, has not been an advocate for...
No, not at all.
You're absolutely right. No, and that was what was so astounding.
That's when people
about
are voting against their own self-interest. That's exactly what that is.
I think she's been a proponent of Territon 100 cigarettes, I think is about it.
And scotch.
And every time she gets them, what does she say? Yay! Yeah.
I'm always thinking we're just a minute away from an announcement about sun cancer from her.
Or
that she is now officially one of the California raisins.
Well, she's just
that is one shriveled up piece of goods there.
But I just, as silly as that is, I know it's kind of off what the week went like, but that was just today, and it was kind of startling.
That is startling. I agree. That is startling.
Startling. So anything that may or may not have happened throughout the rest of the week, I have no idea.
So because that kind of wiped everything else out, didn't it, for you?
Just everything. Well, because you sit there and you're right. You're voting against your
own self-interest.
Your own self-interest.
Right. In that case, very specific.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she has two children.
And then it would be nice on the other side of it if, say, access were taken away and all this other stuff and all of her services, who would she respect the most then? Would she understand why these things were taken away?
How do you like me now?
But just, like I said, just very interesting to think.
I don't know what perfume counter you go back to for that one, but since she's going to be holding her hand out getting for something.
Those are the times that I want to just kind of step out of myself, and it's not like I could be like, you're kidding me, you're nuts, you know, mm-hmm. you're out of your mind. And I can't be like that, so that's kind of difficult.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow.
Story could only be better if she was Mexican.
Oh, no. She brought up all the illegals, too. You know, that we're paying for them. Her family's paid taxes since the 1800s. And Jesus. So she shouldn't have to pay more taxes. Mm. And it was really 3.5 hours.
So did you get services for her, too, or just her child?
I know. There's a horrible statement I want to make, but I'm afraid you'll punch me.
Well,
you'll take out your violence towards her on me, because I'm going to be like, no, I can't even say it.
No, but it's just... Like I said, astounding to be that ignorant.
Right.
I don't know. So anyway, that was my week.
That was your week.
And that's really what a lot of my week is. That kind of puts it in a nutshell.
Unfortunately, you're right. You have to deal with more ignorance than this show.
Yeah. Well, or when I look in a mirror. So, it's all fine. It's all fine.
All right. Well, buddy, according to Tyler, it's ataxophobia, which is a dread disorder, perhaps brought on by a disorder in your life and being acted out through possessions. Sometimes it's paired with OCD, so I think we'll be Googling that later.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Thank you, Tyler. That does sound kind of familiar.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I believe
you're being taxed there, too.
Yeah. Wow.
Join us next
week. My family's paid taxes since 1975.
Exactly.
Join us next week for WebMD.
Since the first time we surfaced after the great escape from the moonshine. Appalachia. Yeah.
The Moonshine Chronicles.
77.
There's the name of your book, The Moonshine Chronicles.
Moonshine Chronicles.
Your book.
Harrison, if you're listening, there'll be no moonshine lectures. No one brought any.
I don't have any.
We're just Girl Scout
What
cookies.
The hell did she give us a lecture about? Did she lecture you?
How drunk are you? Yeah, we've been talking about it for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I know, you never listen.
I'm busy. Well, before I've learned to shut you off.
Before we move over, like, before we move over to Al, I want to do a couple shout outs.
Okay, good. I love it.
Because my very, very, very best girlfriend, Christina, is celebrating a birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday.
So she isn't going to be celebrating it. She did celebrate it. And this is the girl whose hair I held on her 21st birthday while she
That is the sign of a good friend.
Yeah. Short of moving a body, that's the best friend you can have.
I've known her 20 years now. And also, Roscoe's is celebrating its 16th anniversary this weekend. So watch out on the roads. Roscoe's is driving now.
Roscoe's just got its learner's permit.
Yeah.
Or be careful on that canal right adjacent to Roscoe's, because I know cars to have gone in the old.
God, I've never seen that before. Is that
how you get Clive behind the wheel? You never know what's going to happen.
God, how many years has he been there? All of it?
The bar has been open 16. I want to say Clive's been there 15.
Wow.
But Donnie's been there since it opened.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Yeah. That's crazy.
Clive came over shortly after, I believe. But I think Donnie was there when they opened the doors.
When 7th was just a dirt road.
Pulled up in his covered wagon.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, Donnie's younger than I am. Fuck all of you. Covered wagon.
I honestly can't even picture Donnie visually. That's so I'd have to, when I see them, I know them. I can't picture them. Alfred, darling.
Well, Shark Week ended, and mercifully, it was seriously. Thank God, it's only like 2 hours of original programming a night.
So, are you and your couch on first name basis now?
Yeah. Oh. I think we're legally married at this point, maybe raising children.
All little ottomans and love seats everywhere.
Look at Davenport run.
But our shout out, Julie Flynn, who I work with at the restaurant, she is listening live for the first time with some sort of cold. She texted me. She's not in the chat room. Julie, get in the chat room if you want to.
Do it now.
Let me think. And then I've just been terrorizing Facebook with... rape definitions.
Oh, yeah. You have been doing that.
Is all I've been really doing, because now we go come into election season, which...
Now, if I am so lucky to get raped, I won't even know if it's legitimate until I find out if I'm not pregnant.
Or was I forced? And you know what the force... Oh, we won't even get into it. But the force part is if someone was drugged. If you were unconscious while you're being raped, it doesn't count because, it wasn't painful for you. Because they're saying people are faking rapes to get free abortions. Yeah, because people want to compound that many horrible things in the same story.
Yeah, that's like just willingly, just saying you're gay because you want to be oppressed.
Who are these fucking people?
Yeah, exactly. I want to be bashed. I haven't been beaten up in a while.
I'll just say I'm gay for a while. Let's see how that works out. I'm going to go to Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah. In blackface. That way I can get beat up by both
girls. I love you. Yeah.
I almost tagged all of my friends from Missouri about this crazy motherfucker is talking about legitimate race.
He's staying in the race, thank God.
He
puts a face on it, and Ryan can't back. And did you see Ryan, Mitt Romney was saying about, we don't agree with this at all. And no one can see me in the studio, but they just cut away from Ryan because the camera started on both, and then it closed in on Romney. And as he got to the part, there was Ryan just shaking his head like, how disrespectful of women to say that. It's your language, you stupid motherfucker. You wrote the bill.
Right. But I also read today that Ryan was the one who called Aiken to ask him to get out of the race. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, it was because they were hoping that it would go away.
I was just surprised that he's made it this far in his political career since American Idol. I was really surprised with that.
I thought so, too. But you know what? He's on, and we'll have to look it up. He's on the House Committee for Science and Technology.
Oh my God.
Jesus. Yeah, and this Michelle guy Bachmann is the House Intelligence Committee. You just go try to figure those people
exactly.
Out.
Someone who still needs how the birds and the bees explained them.
But what's so funny is the Republicans are acting so appalled that he said this. Meanwhile,
200 of them signed the bill.
Right. And meanwhile, they have just announced this week that what's going to be on their platform that's revealed next week?
Yeah.
No abortions, not even for rape or incest.
Yeah,
so really, you're really that appalled at this guy? Come on, no, you're not.
I'm so happy that Maggie and Marty are both fixed. I never have to worry about children.
We never have to.
I don't have to deal with any of this.
You don't have to go to a back alley and help them through a difficult time or push them down a flight of stairs.
Wait, if they're fixed, then how will you know if they were legitimately raped? Because you wouldn't know that.
That's true.
Marty smiles and Maggie pisses on everything.
That's what Al and I do. Yeah. Wait, I smile and Al pisses on everything.
That really is. That's too funny. But I realized I'm going to shut it in my shame spiral, which I keep blaming on Oxygen on Demand, which turns out I'm not as ashamed of Oxygen on Demand. Yeah. It's an ABC Family show. And here's how they lured me in. Let me just tell you.
Okay. It wasn't with Joey Lawrence, was it?
No. I wish it was over a cute guy, but no.
But no.
Oh, my God. I'm just a middle-aged woman. Yes. Sutton Foster has a TV show called Bunheads. It's tragic, but I love it because they dance.
You recommended it to me, but I never had
because they
it.
Dance. And, you know, I got a hard on for dancing. Like, I love the dance. Mm-hmm. Then who do they put in it? Kelly Bishop from A Chorus Line. She was Bitchy Sheila, the original Tony Award winner.
Oh, okay.
Fabulous as the old woman. She's from the Gilmore. It's the same person that rates the Gilmore Girls. No one talks that fast except for me. So she's in it. So you got the two of them. Then they throw in dancing, which, of course, everyone knows I go deaf, dumb, and blind for. And even if it's bad, I'm just like, well, I like the dance. Then the little cute Kent kid from So You Think You Can Dance is... But he doesn't have any speaking lines because he must be like a Jan Brewer fan or something like that level of intelligence. Because all he does is show up in the opening dance and then he goes away and he's never heard from again. He's the star pupil that's not in any scenes. But he's in every but the dances are cute and that's the shame spiral. So that's where I see, oh my God, like Secrets of an American Teenager comes on before it and I have to watch the last 3 minutes of that because ABC Family's at Comedy Central, they can't line up their fucking time.
That's the one with Eve Plum.
Can we get them a goddamn atomic clock? No, it could be. It's that girl from The Descendants. But what the fuck is wrong with Comedy Central that I have to tape the show before and the show after?
Oh,
can you not figure out where the fucking hour starts?
They do some fuck. I went home before coming here today and I turned on the TV for all of 10 minutes and Tosh.0, it was like from 6:06 to 6:42.
I noticed that too because I was recording the Roseanne Barr roast.
Yeah,
and
I had
like,
recorded twice to get the same show, but luckily Amy Schumer was on afterwards.
So you just let
brilliant.
It go.
Right. And she's very funny. But because the first time I watched the roast of
right, the Roseanne.
I love the joke about roasting a pig. They usually have an apple in their mouth. So they threw her an apple. That made me fucking laugh. They cut off Roseanne. Your Comedy fucking Central.
They've
figure
done that
out
to
what
a
the
lot
goddamn
of their
time
roasts.
It is. Oh, that pisses me up. Clayton, what's up with you?
Well, after spending most of the week putting back together bike parts that were stolen.
Or run over. Oh, my God. I saw on Todd's Facebook page that a friend's bike got run over.
And you immediately sent me a message.
I was like, do not tell me that something else happened to Clayton's fucking bike.
Okay, so here... I hate that every week I have another bike saga, but I'm getting ready to go just batshit crazy and quit worrying about other people and just for myself. So, okay. So remember last week the bike that I ride all the time? The rims were stolen.
Right.
Those U-locks work because the frame was there. So those some bitches work. So now, then the company sent me free rims, new things. So I got those yesterday, new tires. I rode that bike today. It's all back together. Things are wonderful. Good. In the interim, another one of my fleet of bikes that I rode to the bar... locked up, everything was there. I had the cable lock through the wheels and all that stuff. Some drunk son of a bitch at Charlie's backed into the bike and just moshed it. So I
but this is not the first
no.
car bike accident that's happened against that wall.
No. Or from this bike. I've resurrected this bike twice. Now, the funny thing about this
it's
fucking
the risen thing, Jesus.
Right.
The bike has nine lives.
I was so fucking mad. And we walked out at 3 in the morning when the bar is closed. I helped the staff close all that, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, I was so fucking pissed. I picked the bike up over my shoulder and I walked home. And they're like, well, do you want to ride? I'm like, no, I'm just going to walk my fucking anger out. I'm so goddamn mad. So everybody's kind of back 10 feet up for me and let me walk away.
Yep.
So... I went home, then last night I took the bike apart, and I put on whatever music I was listening to, and I just started bending and pulling, and I trued up the rim, and I rode the bike last night.
Well done.
Put the new bike together today. I just was so fucking pissed. So I've decided that, fuck everybody, I'm gonna attach the bike and lock it to the handrail that's at the front door of the fucking bar. Everybody walks in and out.
I'm going to lock it to the doorman.
Right.
Well, out
even on Undies night.
Why can't they put the bikes up front there?
Well, it's been a long, drawn-out process where somebody doesn't want it there, and I'll just let that sleeping dog lie.
Okay. All I'm going to say is I have no idea what you're talking about, but that's ignorant.
It is.
That's what I said, too. I'm sorry.
Stupid.
You might spend money there someday. You should have a say.
So anyway, that was a challenge. That was it. As far as work is concerned, I got a call today. We are two more restaurants actually in Central Phoenix.
And these are real restaurants.
Real restaurants. Fez and Switch are now going on, so I have to wire and get those. So I have two more good clients that are coming in, which I'm happy about that. Goddamn, what else
was
there?
Fantastic.
I'm sure there was I talked to mom. I fixed a vacuum for the Pride office.
Nicely done.
I did that.
Well, it's good to know that the Pride people will be well sucked.
They inherited, the funny thing is they inherited that vacuum.
I love how you say inherited. Are there actual dead people in this?
No,
can we say bequeath, please?
No, that sounds stupid.
I think you have to be dead to bequeath too.
Yeah. So, but no,
it sounds like some noise coming out of your pussy.
But,
but
inherited means that you acquired something, regardless of how you got it. Nobody had to die.
Oh my god, maybe that's how I get rid of all my shit.
There you go.
You bequeath
it to the Pride Committee.
Oh, there you go.
Will they pick up?
I have a truck.
No, did you say will they? I thought you meant pick up the phone.
I have a truck.
Yes, they have caller ID, but yes. They don't know your new number.
So I fixed the vacuum that they had inherited from a previous tenant who said, by the way, it doesn't work, you can have it. So I fixed it, so they were all happy. So they can work on that
okay,
today.
The first time someone says it doesn't work, it'd be the first trip to the dumpster. Like, see you later,
but you don't
sweetie.
You don't just throw shit away. You can't.
Buddy and I are going to. Because we have a taxophobia.
Clayton's going to break out in hives.
No, what is it again? A taxophobia?
A taxophobia.
A taxophobia.
I have it up here for you.
A-T-A-X-A-phobia. O-phobia. Okay. Yes.
I'm going to write
Who's
this till the wheels come off.
That's Julie. Hooli. I call her Hooli at the restaurant.
Oh, she's in the chat room with us.
We'll discuss
lovely.
It later.
Got it. All right, it's 7:26. I'd like to give a shout out to.
I love it that we're now diagnosing diseases, which is why I say that I'm in the restaurant, so we won't try to do that. But it's okay because if it's web based, then we're fine.
Sure. Absolutely.
For transportation needs right here in the valley in the metro area, you can call Rainbow Cab. They're economical and on time. Well, mostly 602.
Oh no! Oh,
well, they were busy. Well, the nice thing is that they're busy.
Oh, okay.
So they were a little tardy in getting Marnie, but that's what. Actually, I called the other day because B, the lady that lives across the street for me needed to get to the car dealership like before they closed, and that guy was out the door in her
there.
Front yard got her
they're
ass
good.
There in minutes so
really good.
They were ultra fucking responsive. Maybe just because it's my name that came up on their caller ID. Anyway, you can call them at 602-502-1367. You can look them up on Facebook. It's /Rainbow Cab. They are community sponsored and community loyal. Here is a list of some of the topics we're going to talk about right now on Q Talk. I'm sure more shit's going to come out of this pile. A toilet system is recalled due to an explosion danger. An $80,000 settlement after a body spills from a casket. A police sniper is called to shoot a runaway cow. A valedictorian's diploma is held over the word hell. Mexico gives me another reason to visit. Do you have honey boo boo fever?
And no.
And Phyllis Diller passes away with a smile on her face.
Nothing but the most important headlines here at the.
This is not real radio. I mean, this is not real information.
He doesn't live in this one. It's not a real radio.
Oh, and some of these stories have handouts today, too. So I'm going to give you. Let's see if I can give you. Oh, here's the first handout. I should have printed three. Did I not print three? Oh, my God. If we didn't print three, there's going to be a standby. As I'm shuffling papers, talk amongst yourselves. I'm talking. Oh, fuck it. Here, pass.
I'm explaining Undies Mondays to Tyler in Tennessee.
Oh,
that's good. What is?
I hope no one from Charlie's is reading my description.
That's our first.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've never. Oh. Is this a toilet? I've never seen one before.
Yeah, I know you have not seen one.
Not in this building, anyways, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Each time Stan Auerbach sits on his toilet, he worries that it might explode. It's a little scary, Auerbach says, a 78-year-old man from Delaware County. Auerbach has two toilets in his Garnet Valley home, and they're both outfitted with a powerful, high-pressure Flushmate 3 system. In June, the Flushmate 3 was declared a laceration risk by the Consumer Product Safety Commission, and they issued a recall notice to more than 2.3 million of the water conservation devices after learning that 304 of them had exploded.
Wow.
Now, I've always heard jokes
now,
about
exploding. Now, was somebody sitting on the shitter when this thing exploded?
It could be at any time.
Or were they pointing their bidding at
it? It could be at any time. According to Auerbach, so far I haven't had any problems, he says, but I'm hoping that I don't in the future. I've got at least 15 more years to live.
Maybe.
Now, so this is not a real story, though.
No, it's a real story. A San Francisco lawyer filed a lawsuit earlier this month against the Flushmate company owned by Sloan Valve. It's a legitimate thing.
That quote you just read was from a real human being.
Human being. A 78-year-old man. Yes. So far, I haven't had a problem. I'm hoping it doesn't happen in the future. I've got 15 more years to live, is what he said.
According to the Atomic Clock, is that information available
really
on
sure.
Atomic Clock?
I'm not really sure. But according to the suit filed, it's a $5 million suit. Fundamentally, you cannot have toilets that are blowing up, the lawyer said. How much else do we need to say about that? According to this, Kohler, who is not Sloan Valve, Kohler is another manufacturer of toilets. Kohler's exploded in 2007 in a home of a well-to-do couple while they were on vacation, and it cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage. They settled for $800,000 in a court settlement. It's interesting, but
you could explode a toilet in my house for $800,000. Sure. I will accept
but
that
sit
fee.
On it.
Yeah,
but,
I'll take the giant bat no, laceration.
Okay, right, now,
the deal with it is, as you can see, the water closet on the back of the toilet, because it's one of those high pressure water conserving things. The actual capsule that holds the pressurized water literally explodes, and shards of porcelain shoot across the room.
Oh, great!
So or directly into you, because
into you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I'm thinking with my
$800,000, I'm fine.
Yeah, now
oh, yeah,
I will
I'd
no
be
longer
stabbed actually, and like
this
lose
is
a
great
lung.
Because now I'll no longer be afraid of that hand coming up to the toilet and grabbing me. Now I'm going to be afraid that my explosive diarrhea is going to explode my freaking
exactly.
commode.
I don't know.
They're going to try and match the pressure I put into
right,
it
right.
after my Philly bear toast.
Jesus Christ!
Okay, now just listeners, however you self-identify at home, I just have to tell you, if
yes.
there's a water conservation tool for your bathroom, right. this is not the room. Because those fucking showers with the water conservation heads, I can
I
pee
those.
On you with more pressure.
Right. I hate those. Now, I do,
and depending on my vitamins, it can be a festive color.
Now, what I do like about these, though, because there are pressure...
Broken toilets?
No.
Okay,
the pressurized system, because oddly, the employee bathroom at Charlie's is this way. The nice thing about it is, I don't care what has happened, it will evacuate it. I don't care if
oh, it's like the airplane suction where...
If newborn children are dropped in that toilet, they're going to be gone.
Do they have proms at Charlie's office? Do you ever notice that those babies are always born on prom
always
night?
Always at proms.
What is it about those songs?
Or is it
the Starry, Starry Night theme that just makes your uterus want to evacuate?
Could be.
And take a large black man to prom. Hey, see, it's all full
Al
circle.
Al did.
Right back to week one.
Yeah. Right.
Now, if I get raw dogged on this toilet, that's going to get ugly.
Oh, that's good.
And am I allowed to throw this fucking thing in the dumpster, or are you going to paste this back together?
Oh, the toilet? No. We'll
no, come
let
on.
That
you're
going to
make me bring this.
I've got
to carry this over on my bike, right, so you can put it back together?
No, you're going to call me, and I'll come to your house and fix it. But
this,
you don't have...
Please.
You have a crappy toilet. I don't like yours anyway. Because it doesn't...
It kind of fell apart. I was kind of dancing a little bit while I was pooping, and it went wrong.
Ooh.
I'm a musical person.
Moving on to other headlines.
He does like to dance.
An $80,000 settlement has been reached in West Michigan after a funeral home following a claim that a woman's casket was dropped, sending her body tumbling into the parking lot.
Was she hurt?
I know. Come on.
Dead. Still dead. WOOD-TV reports a settlement.
WOOD. This is made up.
Real. Swear to God. Real story.
WOOD.
Google WOOD-TV in Michigan. It's a real thrill. They reported that the settlement between the Gillespie Funeral Home and in Grand Rapids has been reached. Family members say funeral home staff was removing the casket carrying their 67-year-old mother, Alorna James, from the hearse outside the Neyland Avenue Christian Reformed Church in November of 2010. And just before the funeral service was about to begin, the staff approached the family asking for another set of clothing for their late mother.
I need the month again. Did she fall in like mud or what was that?
November.
Yeah, oh, that's a messy month for corpse.
That's right.
James' son said that there was no dignity and no remorse.
None.
And they said it was sad that the family only learned of this incident after finding out that the staff needed new clothes to dress their mother in.
Yeah, we packed a suitcase for her in case she wanted to change.
Did we think that mom was going to change clothes in mid-service?
Right.
What the fuck was that?
I think mom would want to wear something springy for this song.
Well, I mean,
she
it's
doesn't
winter
be,
now, but
well, she
sure
be
doesn't.
But what if she rose in the middle of the service? She'd want a new dress.
I don't know what the other dress looked like.
Oh, yeah, well, maybe it's dirty.
Money.
Yeah.
There were no
I hope it
that.
Wasn't dry clean only, because that's an added expense.
A Billings, Montana police sniper has shot a runaway cow after it got loose and ran over a man several blocks away. The Billings Gazette reports the cow escaped Tuesday while being unloaded near a public auction yard on the Billings south side. Everything happens on the south side.
Yeah.
It's horrible. The cow injured a construction worker who was taken to a hospital, and his condition was not immediately known. Police officers...
It's Billings.
Right, no shit. Would you call Martha and find out how he's doing? Police officers called a sniper. I'm thinking, this is really your moment
a
of glory.
A sniper.
Couldn't you have just called Buck, who lives at the end of the road, who's
right.
got a shotgun?
Right.
Authorities concerned that the cow... Authorities cornered the cow, and the sniper shot it more than an hour and a half after the animal had broke free. The episode, this is what really got me with the story, the episode is reminiscent of the famous 2006 escape by the unsinkable Molly B, the cow that leaped over the slaughterhouse gate, ran through the streets of Great Falls, and swam across the Missouri River.
That's a lie.
Now, did they shoot her, too?
Molly B now lives in a Stevensville sanctuary.
Molly B, I've seen her Wednesday night show at Charlie's.
Oh, that's Claudia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Claudia.
I hear she's unsinkable.
She's gonna kill me.
Same Moo.
Claudia. Same bovine.
Wait, okay, now she's waiting for Guffman. When they do the parade route, now I'm thinking about putting snipers on each side.
Oh, I'm waiting for Guffman.
I don't know that one.
Oh my God, how can you not know Waiting for Guffman?
I don't either.
How would I know these things?
I don't know, but I had to turn around and face the back of the theater during that movie because I was laughing so loud I couldn't look at this. I was laughing so hard I couldn't look at the screen anymore. I actually had to face the back to gain my composure.
That's lovely. That's where I got. That's how I got the inspiration for my Remains of the Day action figure. That's funny. You don't know.
Remains of the Day.
I'm certain.
Oh.
Now, what's the movie you hate? Isn't that the movie you hate with them?
Waiting for Guffman?
No. Remains of the Day. Isn't that the one?
Oh, Jesus. That's one of them.
Oh, right, Jesus?
It's that other one.
So,
that,
a movie called Oh, Jesus?
The one that you just thought was fabulous. Oh, now I can't remember it.
No, but okay. But Remains of the Day is the one that you were talking about with you and your mom, right?
No, that came up because it's the same people. What's the Howard's End?
Oh, Howard's End.
They're both great. End.
Okay, so make it this way.
No.
It was a Howard's End action figure. Now is it funny?
Okay,
got it.
Kind of, because I kind of.
We're gonna walk you through this, Jan.
I think.
We're getting right to her. The father of an Oklahoma City valedictorian says the school is withholding his daughter's graduation diploma because she used the word hell during her valedictory speech. David Newtbar said Monday that his daughter Caitlin, actually this made national news. I don't know if you've heard it. Yes. Daughter Caitlin inadvertently said that she didn't know what the hell she wanted to do become during her speech after the May graduation ceremony at her high school. She intended to use the word heck, but I guess hell just slipped out. I don't know why. He says that the school on Friday demanded his daughter write a letter of apology before she would receive her diploma. He said that his daughter will not be issuing that apology. But it's bullshit that they're... I mean, I agree. The valedictorian says, hell, I don't know what the hell I was going to do, and they're, like, going to...
And, you know, they all watch 16 and Pregnant on MTV. Right. Like,
some of it was probably filmed there.
What? Give us a state on that one again.
Oklahoma City.
Oh, please. Oh, what the fuck else do they have to do but watch ABC Family? Even on the shit-ass shows that I watch on the Christian Network.
What the fuck are you doing watching that?
Oh, because they put Sutton Foster in a TV show.
Oh, that's
God.
Right. You told me about that.
Damn, can you imagine if I gave a speech somewhere? It'd be like, oh, we're going to take away your kidney.
If I ever wanted to get my passport renewed, today would be the day to do it. Mexico Supreme Court ruled today that all 31 states of Mexico must recognize same-sex marriages performed in the capital city. Though its decision does not force those states to begin marrying gay couples in the territory. It was a 9-2 decision. The tribunal cited an article of the Constitution requiring states to recognize legal contracts drawn up elsewhere. It did not specify what degree of recognition must be granted to the same-sex couples. However, that's crazy. The entire country now is being told that they will
from the largest city in the world. Right. Now we have the largest city in the world on board. Okay, a couple things I didn't know about this. Mexico has a constitution, 31 states, and a Supreme Court.
Right?
That's three things. Trace.
Okay. Past listeners or people I've talked to.
Trenta Uno.
Might remember my worry that they didn't even have an FAA up there and down there in Mexico when I had to do a domestic flight against my will.
The plane.
And I was like, wait a minute. Before we all get our chickens on board in plastic bags. I don't mean that in a racist way.
I just mean
that's what they were traveling with.
I think it's interesting. One of the justices that were apparently part of the 2 decision said that they argued against adoptions of same-sex couples, saying that children might suffer discrimination. Really? Because they're from a happy home with supporting parents.
But they didn't follow through with that. One of the things with the law was that adoptions are part of that. There was concern from one of the dissenting judges about
that
adoptions.
What I just said.
Oh yeah, but you put that the adoptions are legal. That was the main part
That's what she was trying to do, right?
Yeah. But the main part of it is that the adoptions are legal and they can't take the kids. So we're kind of helping Mexican kids all over the world right now, or at least our part of it. That's kind of good.
How happy am I about that? Because I'm gonna use that as a champion. Yeah,
as soon as they list you as predator number one, that'll stop.
Well, now I have handouts, so feel free to pass these around. We will start this with this audio clip.
I'm like, why do I need 3 of this?
No, hand them out. Hand them out.
Tyler suggests that we.
Tyler will enjoy what's about to happen.
No, Tyler wants us to drink to anytime we say "Honey Boo Boo."
Well, stand by, Tyler, because this segment is for you.
I'm Alana. I'm 6, and I'm a beauty queen. Me on a boo-boo child. I'm super solid because I do pageants.
Do you have honey boo-boo fever? Oh, no. This tragic little white trash girl. I don't know. On the Today Show, you know that hour three or four that they do where Katie and Kathy Lee and Hoda drink? Kind of like this show, only they have higher ratings and get paid. They, on Monday, they quote said that they were in love with Alana of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, the six-year-old former Toddlers and Tiaras pageant kid, an internet sensation. She now has her own TLC show. I don't know if you guys...
But what, it's her real up, like, her real first name is Alana?
Her name is Alana...
Lynn?
No, Alana...
Whore?
No, it's there, no, not really, no.
She doesn't have cancer, I don't
know.
No, she...
Oh, okay, carry on then.
So, I think I can say that.
No, but she...
That story will be our finest moment.
Oh my God,
we've referenced
awful.
It like three times.
But she actually says things like this.
A dollar makes me holler, honey, boo-boo.
Yeah, that's what she... These are the white trash things that come out. If you watch any of the news segments...
What made her holler?
Dollar. A dollar makes her holler.
Yeah. No, she's a whore.
Hello?
Yeah, that's...
You ought to see...
Yes. I'm sorry, if you pull the string at any whore, don't pull the lower string, because I don't know what's going to come out. But.
I've been hearing people talk about Honey Boo Boo for like a few weeks now, and everyone's like, so I was like, what is this? Yeah. So I went over to a friend's house, and he had it on tape, and we watched like 1.5 episodes.
It's too
and
much.
I wanted to go take a shower. Yeah. The mom is the breakout star of the show. And what's great about it is...
It's they have, breaking out of that dress?
They have to subtitle everything the mom says.
Is that
the
mom?
And the daughter. And Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Is
because
that the mom?
You can, yeah. Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Isn't that insane?
It's hysterical.
They were on Anderson Cooper. There's a you can Google on YouTube. You can check it out.
No, please, listeners, do not. Go. Go before you...
I would suggest you see Remains of the Day before you do that.
I would, too, in a serious way. It's love
different reasons.
And it's a better use of human flesh. Ugh, really? Wow. Come on.
It's so pathetic.
Oh, agreed.
So pathetic. Shocking.
Yeah, it's. I was amazed at. No,
I'm going to start my Honey Boo Boo boycott because that's going to take as much. That's going to take as much effort as all my other boycotts.
Oh right. So anyway, I just thought it was interesting, but they love her. One of the things that Kathy Lee said when you see this little kid like that with that much personality, Kathy Lee Gifford said it's officially over for Snooki. You're comparing Snooki, who's pregnant.
Wow,
oh, by the way, one
and
of
a whore,
and one and of and one of Honey Boo Boo's kids, one of her
kids.
One of who's
babies having babies.
It's, you're never too young.
One of
that's Honey Bay Bay.
One of Honey Boo Boo's sisters is already pregnant.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, it's already there.
And she's 8? How old is
six.
She?
And a half.
She's
and
6 years
half.
Old. 6 years old.
Thank
six
you for
years
the
old.
Yes. Oh, I thought you meant the pregnant one.
No.
I did mean the pregnant
me too.
One.
Yeah, okay.
And last but not least, in headlines, and now if you
now a true talent
living under a rock, comedian Phyllis Diller died this week at 95 years old. When she was interviewed at 85, she said that 90 was old, and she passed away this past week. And just to give you a glimpse of what her humor was like, this is her describing her mother-in-law.
We still have a souvenir from her last visit, a Persian throw rug. She sat on the cat. In a bikini, she looks like a bear in a jockstrap. Her idea of a good time is to go downtown and burn out all the escalators. She laid down in our hammock and uprooted 2 trees. If you get in an elevator with her, by God, you better be going down.
She was one of the great. She paved so many roads for so many comedians. She was one of the very first women comedians to ever be out there and be solo, because oftentimes when she started back in the 50s and 60s, everybody was a duo. There was Martin and Lewis, there was Rowan and Martin, there were all these other people. She was a solo act, so she paved so many trails for the likes of, to me, Roseanne comes to mind in addition to other people, but because literally Phyllis Diller was like she was kind of like the domestic goddess of her day, and that's kind of what Roseanne started her whole career on, being the domestic goddess. It was funny. If you don't know who she is, because I realize there are some younger listeners out there, literally go to YouTube, Google Phyllis Diller, and find out. Oh, apparently there's an alarm going off outside the studio. Anyway, we'll play through that.
Yeah. My favorite joke by her was always, we never had a beaver till my mother-in-law stepped
on the dog's tail.
That always cracked me up.
I heard 2 jokes today. Pussy LaHoot told me 2 jokes from Phyllis Diller that I'd never heard, and they were funny. She said one of them was, my oven's so dirty, I can only bake 1 cookie at a time. The other one was, she said, I have so many mice in my house, I made raisin toast, and we didn't have raisins.
We didn't have a sunken living room till my mother-in-law came
That's
to visit.
That's right. It's another one. Yes. So anyway.
So you know what I never knew? Was she married?
Yeah, she was married twice. Two different husbands. Mm-hmm. Feng was always a fictitious person. Never was real. Yeah. And she even said in an interview, which I thought this was interesting and made complete sense, Toadie Fields used her real husband in her act. When he was gone, those jokes were all null and void. Same thing happened with Joan Rivers. She always used Edgar. Right. When Edgar died, you're gone. So she never used her real husband. She always made it fictitious so it would span her entire career. So
that's a good idea.
So Feng lived with her. Because she was on in 5 years ago. She was on The View, and I found a clip of that on YouTube today where she was being interviewed about that, and she said those are the two biggest mistakes those two made is because they had a character who was part of their act that was real, so they couldn't go on living.
Right. Like, people could relate to them.
Yeah, Joan Rivers just changed the jokes to who she was dating from. Mm. The Edgar jokes are still out there, but, the first year of dating, it's, I want you, honey, I want you, catch me later.
There's all that. But anyway, Phyllis, does anybody have? I actually got to see her live. I don't know if anybody else.
I did as well.
Wonderful. I saw her on the. I know she's going to die soon. I want to see legends before they pass away. That's why I saw Dionne Warwick. I saw Don Rickles. I saw her. I still want to see Johnny Mathis.
I'm not old enough to have ever been part of the. Wow, she's got a long time left crew.
Like. No. I understand. No, but I realized that she had come to town and I wanted to see her. I mean, she was in Phoenix, so I thought, well, why not go see her? The unfortunate thing for me was when I saw her, she was at that stage where she literally was reading everything off of a cue card.
Sure.
She wasn't just rapid fire.
Oh, no, I saw her when she was still, it was still spontaneous, and the outfits, like the picture that you have, she was in that outfit, but you could tell it had been made like 20 years ago and was kind of like
tattered,
hanging off of her. She, I couldn't tell if it was her or Rip Taylor. It was kind of a toss-up.
Oh, sure.
I found one of the things on
they've never been photographed.
Right. Oh. No.
She had this one.
There was kind of like Carney Wilson and Meatloaf.
And Janet and Michael. Michael didn't really die, but Janet was,
she'd just take over.
Yeah.
Well, he got the breast job. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that she said, she was on Ed Sullivan in 69, October of 69, I was 2 months old. She comes out and she goes, you like my dress? You think this is bad? This is my slip. And it was god awful. It looked like a horrible kaleidoscope. It was very tragic.
They have a website here, and it's Best Female Comedians, whoever came up with it, but... Phyllis Diller is on here out of 61, because that's going to be a lower number, female comedians, but out of 61, she's 18.
Hmm.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
Who's ahead of her? Just give me some randoms.
Amy Sedaris, Julie Louis-Dreyfus, Sarah Silverman, Lily Tomlin, Lucille Ball, Kristen Wiig.
But for her era.
Betty White.
No, I'm just saying funny women, not comedians.
Absolutely. None of these people are stand-up, except for, you mentioned one that was a stand-up.
Well, who was
Joan Rivers is like right after her.
Right, because like Julia Louis, I don't think ever did stand up.
Right, neither did Lucille Ball.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, she never did.
Amy Sedaris does.
Amy Sedaris
does. She totally does. All right, that's going to wrap up our headlines for tonight. And now we're going to go into, I'm not sure how long of a segment, but we're going to go into sports with Buddy.
And here are your sports headlines. Naga World Series, or is it Naga? The World Series, however you say it, spreads the wealth. Crazy lady tries Cuba to Florida swim yet again.
She's been reduced to crazy lady.
Augusta National joins the 1970s and admits its first women. And does Jerry Jones crave anonymous truck stop sex? Those stories and more tonight on Sports.
Sports.
Lizards.
The big news, you are gay and play softball, is that the Atlanta Sluggers came out as the big winners at last week's Gay Softball World Series.
If they came out, well, no shit.
Yeah.
Well, no.
The Atlanta Sluggers took home the coveted A division title, which is the most competitive. But the hardware was spread around the country as teams from Long Beach, Tampa, and Seattle won the B, C, and D divisions. The Sluggers defeated Phoenix's own Roscoe's Toros 22-19 in the championship game on Saturday. It's the second consecutive year and fourth time since 2004 that Atlanta has won the top prize. So congratulations, Atlanta and the other cities.
And Roscoe's for showing up. God bless them.
Yeah. And Roscoe's, they won it all in 2007. So they haven't yet to get back... this is the furthest they've gone since then. I mean, runners-up, very good. And interesting, Roscoe's... They went through the pool play, Clayton. Well, Marty.
Mm-hmm.
Pool play.
I like this.
Where
what,
they determined
seedings,
and they got the number one seed. Then abruptly lost their first game and had to come all the way back to the loser's bracket to be the runners up. So good for them.
That is great. That's a lot of ball.
I have several friends on the Roscoe's team.
That's a lot.
And
of
Charlie's
stuff.
Was team there. Was also there playing in the A division, I believe. I don't know how they did, but have friends on that team as well.
It's not noteworthy. That's
I don't
all
know
we
which team. We have so many teams at Charlie's.
Diablos.
Diablos?
I thought the Diablos was disbanded.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought they were there. Okay.
Well, somebody from Charlie's. Well, good for them. God bless them. I hope they have some blue pennies to get a drink.
Moving on. I know I called her crazy, but I said that out of love. 62-year-old Diana Nyad has ended her latest bid, her fourth.
Wasn't that just today?
Swim across the Straits.
That's why it's news. She'll be 63 tomorrow,
that's
right?
They call it news.
Well, Clayton, you're so up on these terms.
Tomorrow it will be yesterday's news.
Yeah.
Nyad was pulled from the water on the fourth day of her attempt after more than 60 hours of swimming. Mark Solinger, the operations director with Team Nyad, told CBS News he made the decision to pull her out of the water Tuesday morning at 12:55 a.m. She was stung by jellyfish 9 times overnight, and a major lightning storm put anyone in the water in extreme danger. He says the 62-year-old exhausted swimmer was pulled out as the dangers mounted. Members of Nyad's team told CBS News that her hips were very swollen, as well as one of her eyes.
Did you see the picture that they put that
jelly? She did not look
good. They shot a picture like laying on a stretcher. She looks all sunburned.
She looked like that woman who was tanning.
She really did. You're right.
Oh, Nyad had expected to arrive somewhere in the Florida Keys early Tuesday. She had hoped to celebrate her birthday Wednesday as the first person to complete that swim without a shark cage.
What I wonder about this is not the time of year to do a swim from Cuba. There's all these tropical storms that keep coming up.
Right.
Isn't there a better time of year to attempt something stupid?
I think she's tried it two other times.
I mean, she may also be the temperature of the water. Same
time? Yeah, this is way more than two.
And if she was smarter, she'd just get a fucking car hood from a 1958 Chevy, because apparently everybody else that's made that fucking trek has done it. I've seen Chico and the Man. I know.
Yeah, she's not alone in the water. She's just the only one without a
car hood.
You know,
a shark cage.
I don't know. At what point do we? Because I mentioned before that I've had the pleasure of speaking with her on the telephone. Great lady, and I wish her the best. But at what point are we like, Diana? It's not going to happen.
Really?
Right.
I mean, God love her for every time. She's like, she says she's not going to quit till she does it.
Right.
And we usually applaud those people, you know, like they're out at the Olympics, you know, I'm not going to quit till I get the gold medal. Apparently, she's not going to quit till she either gets it or a shark eats her.
So, may I adjust?
You might.
Thanks. So, normally I don't bring up this kind of thing, but, and certainly I'm not making a comparison, but, well, there are these people that I work with, and if they kept running into the wall, I have a feeling that we would, you know, you're persistent.
We'd get them some services.
I'm not sure what you're going for. But, and yes, there would be, or helmets, something. There would be something happening. So, you know.
Helmets.
Something.
A strap of some sort.
Something.
Keep licking those windows, but we're going to get you.
We're just going to put this on.
You know.
You have him running into walls, but he has him licking windows?
I did not say anything.
We're going to attire you in hockey.
I'm just saying, if someone keeps banging their head against a wall, I just am making a reference that, you know.
Like me parking bikes at Charlie's.
There you go.
Yeah,
I wasn't
going to
bring it up, but it was the obvious. It was the obvious.
Stop doing it. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, anyway, I digress. But I just, you know, she needs to stop
God
doing that. But yes.
But I think if you ever need a reference for what to do with a jellyfish sting, you're going to come to this lady because
she's had plenty of them.
Right.
Yeah. But she does have some persistence. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, for the first time in its 80-year history, the Augusta National Golf Club has female members, or will have soon. The home of the Masters, under increasing criticism the past decade because of its all-male membership, invited former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and South Africa financier Darla Moore to become the first women in green jackets when the club opens for a new season in October. Both women accepted. The move likely ends a debate that intensified in 2002 when Martha Burke of the National Council of Women's Organizations urged the club to include women among its members. Former club chairman Hootie Johnson stood his ground.
Hootie.
Yeah.
And the blowfish?
Sands blowfish.
Even at the cost of losing Masters television sponsors for 2 years, when he famously said Augusta National might one day have a woman in a green jacket, quote, but not at the point of a bayonet. Augusta National, incidentally, which opened in December 1932, did not have a black member until 1990. It's believed to have about 300 members, so.
Okay, now I was trying to remember, and I didn't feel like Googling it, because as everyone knows, I'm lazy.
Uh-huh.
Because I just look up IMDb for who got nominated for Oscars. What, I don't know my time frame on the Tiger, but wasn't the Masters thing in because of Tiger Woods coming up in golf? Wasn't it in response to? Because I thought his first Masters, there was an issue because.
I think there was.
Yeah, but wasn't that the interesting thing? Wasn't that with Vijay Singh? I don't mean to be
They were both
wrong
post
in
1990.
That, Right, but and maybe I'm going off on a totally different tangent, but wasn't Vijay Singh pissed?
He may have been. I don't know.
Yeah, it was.
Oh,
Vijay
Singh was pissed about Tiger being a member,
yes.
Or I don't know.
Yeah, and it was really weird because it's like
I remember the big controversy that Tiger Woods playing in the Masters, even though and I thought that they lifted the ban because he couldn't play in the Masters.
Di Luganville, if you know, please text
me. Yeah,
the funny thing is this didn't rear its head again about a year ago when a woman became
IBM.
CEO of IBM.
Right.
And one of the Masters' biggest sponsors, and every CEO of IBM up until her
automatically becomes a member.
So I'm not sure why she didn't raise a stink or anything.
She didn't give a shit. No, what I saw online was that it was done quietly, and they didn't want to introduce her first. I guess they didn't want to introduce her first because it would look like she had a hissy fit. So I heard that it was all done, like, under the table.
But she's still not a member.
Because she'll be third.
She'll be third, okay.
Like, they're going to bring in other people. I guess Condoleezza Rice is known for her golfing and piano playing and all her other many skills. She doesn't know which fucking countries to invade.
No, but
she can fucking play golf. Fucking retard. But I like her. I do like her. I just, you know, she just needed a map.
Yeah.
So that was a discussion, of course, on it was on CNN. But the discussion was, why wasn't the president of or CEO of IBM the first one? And they said she probably did all the machinations and then let them be third because she didn't want to be known as the person with the bayonet.
Right.
That quote came back a couple times.
That could be smart.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Well, we've got to get to this story about Jerry Jones. In a recent news conference, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones longed for the days that his team won Super Bowls. Jones said, quote, this is a real story, by the way.
Yeah.
Quote, I've been here 23 years. I've been here when it was the glory hole days, and I've been here when it wasn't.
Wow.
And so having said that, I want me some glory hole. So I have that perspective. That's all.
That's his quote.
That's all.
Well, you gotta worry about offending John Mellencamp, so I guess you gotta go with Glory Hole Days.
Right.
Or no, is it a Bruce Springsteen song? Who sings Glory Days?
Glory Days is Springsteen.
It is Springsteen. Yeah. You're right.
It's hard to tell one white guy from the other. They look alike.
So that's just, I just wanted to...
I do love it.
Well played.
Well, stick your dick through, sir, and see what happens.
Wow, my God!
I know a station in Yuma that's got a shower attached. It's gonna get clean after your glory hole day.
Oh,
no! I've always wanted to go to the new Texas Stadium because I hear it's amazing. If they do have glory holes, I definitely want to go. Because
sometimes the third quarter is kind of slow.
You know,
is that
one team's up by a wide margin?
Exactly.
No,
wait until the fourth quarter. Actually, the beginning of the fourth quarter. They stopped selling beer
in Texas style.
Well, they stopped selling
beer
in the third quarter.
Though not the same sport. It's a whole new meaning to seventh inning stretch. I mean, you can do it. Can you do a third quarter stretch?
Right.
I don't know.
Half time.
Don't.
Honey, you can stretch that muscle whenever you need to.
I like how Buddy just nodded at me. Nobody can see us.
You know what, mister, with your hand out?
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you.
By the way. But it would be a good place to practice my wide stance. I think.
Yes, exactly.
And maybe tap a foot underneath the
Yellow Rosa, Texas or something.
Tyler from Tennessee wants to know, what he says, isn't a jellyfish sting what made Nicole Kidman piss on Zac Efron in that one movie?
That's what they say. I have no idea what
Nicole
the fucking
Kidman
movie is.
Nicole Kidman and Zac Efron?
I'm not aware of that minute movie
is
together.
Is that a mother-son thing? What the hell was that?
Or creepy.
Well, it could be a teacher and a student.
In Friends, they did it in Friends. That's how I first heard of it, having to pee on, was it Monica who got bit?
Somebody got bit and they had to pee on
them. I honestly don't know. I think Joey was the one who was supposed to pee on them,
But then
he got pee shy.
He got stage fright.
Right.
And then someone else.
Oh, Chandler. Maybe Chandler did it. Yeah.
I think Ross had to step up, or Chandler had to step up.
Maybe Chandler.
Yeah. Aaron, when we were in San Diego, got stung a few times by. And she came out and she looked at me and she's like, I think they stung. I'm like, I'm not peeing on you.
Not here.
I'm not peeing on you. And so she went out. They say that's just false.
A shame.
It is, but just to let
y'all
know.
I guess it just distracts
you. I've been looking for an excuse for golden showers.
Yeah,
and I think, why not combine
golden showers out of it?
Cool beach weather with the hot urine. I mean, why not?
I suppose you could. You could still pretend you didn't have that information.
It just distracts you from the pain. It's like, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah, well,
wait, somebody's peeing on me. Oh, all right.
Again?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Anyway, no. These are
nicely said.
Not sure about all that.
Well, first pie's done.
We're going into pie number two.
Yeah, look.
Moments from now, we are.
I got
and
look.
I'm still hungry.
Well, because you didn't eat enough pie. Your segment was cut short because y'all talked way too long in the first.
It wasn't cut short. We were done.
Then you timed it perfectly, buddy. Early.
Well played. Look at that.
Very nice. Very good.
Look at the bitch at the control board over there. Wow.
So here we go.
My segment was cut short.
Somebody peed in her cornflakes.
It is. Because I don't have good cereal at home. So here we go. So coming up. Shut up, Marnie. It's the end of hour one. Hour two is beginning. The drinking disclaimer, the drinking word Al's going to give us. And then we go 4, 4, and 40. It's four people, four lists, 40 minutes, give or take. We'll see how that works out. Thank you for listening. We'll be back in just a second right here on the show with Clayton McKee and company. It's Q-Talk America.
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk Arizona. You're listening to Q-Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. This show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, good evening once again. It's a little after 8. It's Tuesday night. We're broadcasting live from the Q-Talk America studios in Central Phoenix. It's a Tuesday night. I'm here with Buddy Early, Marnie Ryer, and Al Perkins. That's how we do it every Tuesday night. From 7 to 9, we're live. We are then recording hour 3 from 9 to 10. You can download that from Q-Talk America's website, or if you can subscribe to us on iTunes, you can get it right there. At this time, it is time for our drinking game.
A drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck. Your drinking word is phobia. It's a 2-drink minimum if you fit the phrase taxophobia in.
I feel like we're on password.
Right. The drinking word. Yeah, the secret word.
Buttermilk.
We are in a new segment we've started on the beginning of the second hour. We start the drinking game early because really, why not? We call it 4-4-40. It's four people, four lists, 40 minutes of conversation. Al likes to call it crosstalk because it's just, we all talk at the same time, which is really what first hour is, too.
Yeah, imagine that. How do you
the similarities never end.
Never end. So, Al, don't we typically toss the money?
Sure, go ahead. She'll take the whole 40 minutes.
I know, right?
No, she won't. Go, Marnie. What's up?
Well, not a bunch.
You have a lot of stuff printed out. What the fuck is that?
Oh, my God.
Did you get a new printer at home?
Nope.
We have a syllabus
now. All right,
now.
Casey Thompson, if you're listening at home, you should see how many trees just died for this segment. I'm okay with no handouts because it's a big waste of paper, people. We're recycling.
Okay. We'll see. All right.
We'll maybe see. After, that means she has some.
Maybe I'll get
after
just a
today,
big.
Maybe,
maybe yeah. I'll just get a flat screen on the wall and I'll project pictures for you all.
There you go.
I'll work on that.
Well done.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'll send you mine.
That'd be good.
Okay.
Go.
So, does anyone watch Survivor?
No.
I don't remember talking about that.
I do, and remember when I mentioned seeing it on through Clayton's living room window
I
was not stalking
that's
him.
That's right. I was like, that's why I looked over at Buddy, because I'm like, wait a minute. So I don't, because I just think it's creepy.
Oh.
But I thought we've talked about the facts of life a number of times. And I don't know if you had heard, but Lisa
I just read
Welshel,
that Welshel is going to be on.
Really?
She is going to be one of the new cast, season 25.
25 times that shit's gone.
I know, right?
But don't they do two seasons a year?
Yeah. I've still never seen one episode.
Still,
I'm a Survivor virgin.
12
some years. So
he saw it on your TV.
Yeah.
She's 49 years old.
Lisa Wolchalis, 49. Yeah. 49 Blair Warner is 50 almost. God.
She has three children. She's a Christian author and speaker.
I know.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, she said that that it was definitely trying, and fun is not the word she'd use. it pushed her to her extreme limits physically, mentally, spiritually, and especially emotionally. So we'll have to see how exciting that is. Maybe Joe will come in and help her out.
I hope she's got a dyke on board to help her through some of that shit.
You have to.
And
don't call
me. What the worst thing would be if it was like 8 days before anyone's like, aren't you?
Yeah.
You know, that would have been the worst.
Right. Isn't that awful? Does anybody know who I am?
Yeah, wasn't she who's it? Boy, what a looker you were.
Somebody else named Jeff Kent. Doesn't mean anything to me. A Dodger?
Former Dodger.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one with the porn stash.
Oh, I do remember that. Okay, kind of a thick, but was
yeah.
it?
Yeah, no, it didn't have a turn up. It was just he looked like a 70s porn star.
Got it.
I don't think Marnie is as familiar with arts.
She might surprise you.
I thought maybe we need some 70s porn music behind us.
Yeah, now that's a time for a handout. If you're going to show me 70s porn stars,
porn mustache,
print that shit up.
There you go.
Hang on, let me cue the 70s porn music. There we go.
Well, it's
fitting. I thought it was Three's Company theme.
No. Also in the 70s, but not porn.
No.
To you.
Yeah, it was. Remember, it was to Aaron's family. Remember, Aaron wasn't allowed to watch it.
That's right. She wasn't allowed.
They weren't allowed to come knock on her door.
So, nobody was waiting for her.
No. So it's appropriate to play this music because we're going to be talking about the Ukraine. The commissioner wants to ban gay SpongeBob and the Teletubby Losers.
What commissioner?
There's a straight SpongeBob?
Apparently.
I thought he was sort of asexual.
Hand that over to Clayton. We have little handouts of SpongeBob.
I do
recommend. In case you want those.
Oh.
I didn't know if you'd know who it was. these shows are labeled a real threat to the country's youth. I don't know if you know.
How?
Well, according to the Ukraine's National Expert Commission for Protecting Public Morality, there are different shows that are under fire. Family Guy, Futurama, Pokemon.
Okay, Family Guy, understandable.
Right, to a degree.
A lot of, even I'm threatened sometimes by Family Guy.
Who really knows?
We're still on the first story.
No.
Because it says here, Jeff Kent is also on the new season of Survivor.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's what she said.
So this is still the first story.
No, we're now in the our story travels to Ukraine for the commissioner.
Oh, I'm thinking, how does Jeff Kent get into the Ukraine?
Second time delay over here. Anyway, they say that the story first appeared on a fringe Catholic website, Family Under the Protection of the Holy Virgin. So that just tells you right there. Shut up. just shut the fuck up. SpongeBob SquarePants is apparently gay. These are the accusations. Teletubbies deliberately aims to create subnormal men who spend all day in front of the television with their mouths open, swallowing all types of information.
That's called the NFL. The NFL does that.
And promotes the psychology of losers.
ABC Family does that. I've seen it in a mirror.
I'm telling you, they need to look at more programs. Shrek contains sadism. South Park is reincarnation propaganda. And Japanese anime, a clear example of sexist propaganda.
I don't like Jap animation.
I never have. But I
think that's like Jew. You should say the whole word.
Right.
Because that is offensive.
I defaced my picture. Is that okay?
Because
I don't mind. Okay.
It's kind of like a Bucktooth Barbara Streisand, the mildly crossed eyes. You know what I mean?
You're right. Do you think SpongeBob was patterned after the Streis?
Yeah, I love it. And all her cross-eyed glory. That's my favorite thing that a movie critique ever said. About Yentl. They said it's Barbara Streisand and all her cross-eyed glory staring up the end of a boat.
It's fantastic.
Papa, can you hear me? Nope, can't see you either.
Nope, I have nothing.
All right.
So this is another little handout.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put this in my pile on the floor.
I'm going to give you two of them if you can give one to Clayton.
Oh. Thank you for that.
There's a new ban that's degrading dancing for dogs.
What in the fuck is this?
Yeah. It's a new ban degrading dances for dogs.
Can we?
Tatanka.
I'm just going to keep.
You know, dances.
I'm going to keep
wolves.
The porn music.
You
plan.
Should.
I like
as
it.
Well. You should. Pudsey. That's Pudsey the dog.
That was Phyllis Diller.
when she first started handing it to me.
This is about South Park reincarnation. Anyway, they say that it's extreme or unnatural. The canine kennel club. And they want to take it off, and they say that the dressing the animals in costumes is degrading to the animals.
It is. I say, if you listeners at home, if you dress up your dog, stop it now. It's degrading for you, the dog.
It makes me laugh.
It hurts my feelings, my eyes.
It's just like honey. It's like Honey Boo Boo. It's right. The same. Oh. It's the same.
They
like getting dressed up and taking pictures.
No, they don't.
There's that
Rudy likes to wear his ASU jersey and his Viking jersey.
Of course, he will
on Saturdays and Sundays.
Stop that today!
No, I cannot.
The
minute you put a wig on your dog,
I have Easter ears.
Yeah, I'm going to call the SPCA on you for doing that to your dog.
Anyway, so there's that. Dogs should not wear clothes.
No, they're not drag queens. They're dogs.
I'm just saying, you never know.
Let's be clear.
So yes,
but isn't there there's a photographer that is it Weimaraners? He dresses up and does them all. Is it the Weimaraner dog?
He dresses up and does them all.
No, not fun. Does them all. Takes pictures of them all. I didn't mean that way.
But however,
but I know what you're talking. Yeah. About.
Best in show.
Right. Exactly. Right.
You were thinking it.
That's true.
You can love your pets, just don't love your pets.
Well. They look cute. He looks cute in his little Viking jersey, though. Little Rudy does. I'll send you a picture. I won't print it off.
Yeah, because you know how I love pictures of animals. Can't wait.
I know, but I'll send it to you, but I won't print it off.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So those are my stupid little stories. I have a bunch more, but that's all.
Well, save them for the third
hour. I'm going to. That's what I plan on.
Because I don't have anything for the third hour yet.
Four lists, whatever.
Was that three or four?
Who knows?
I think that was four.
Okay.
Because I don't have a list.
She's right on time.
Then go. Who wants to go next?
Well, I actually have a list this
week.
Well,
do it.
A list of four things. One of them we kind of spoke about, and that was Honey Boo Boo. And I anticipated you might bring that up before we got to my list. But along the same lines, have you seen this commercial for this new show? I think it's also on TLC, but I don't know. The Learning Channel, by the way.
Oh. All just fucking die over that?
We can agree that they have a phobia of learning over there, right?
Drinking word. Wow. Oh, and I have...
You know what? I missed... Is it phobia is the drinking
phobia.
Word?
If you can make it a taxophobia, but you got to Google it and find out what it really means.
I thought you said it was going to be white trash or Honey Boo Boo is what you said earlier.
Well, either way, you should have been drinking. But I think I have a phobia of white trash that is specific... Honey Boo Boo.
But there's a show called...
I hear Honey Boo Boo has a taxophobia.
Mm.
There is a show called Abby and Brittany. Have you heard of it?
Mm-mm. No.
It is... No. I don't know if
Dancing Moms or...
No. Abby and Brittany are sisters that share the same body and two heads.
I saw a promotion for that.
I saw the commercial and I was almost intrigued.
Is there any way this is not going to be tragic? Because for a split second I was thinking, this could be a good... teaching show about, I don't know, tolerance or just, I don't know what.
Co-joined twins.
I'm like, no, it's not. It's going to be making fun of these
girls. They'll be just as big a trash as everybody else on TV. Yeah.
I honestly, I saw this and I'm like, is this real or is this a Saturday Night Live sketch?
Right, right. So there's so many things in life that's what I think. Like, you are a Saturday Night Live skit just waiting to happen.
Right.
Yeah. Did you ever see the show or hear the show Sideshow by the guy that wrote Dreamgirls?
No.
It's a musical.
No.
Alice Ripley and Ripley, Skinner.
I haven't seen it, but yeah.
I will never leave you. Well, of course you're not going to leave. You're a fucking Siamese twin. But I love that song.
Oh my god. Okay.
That's different than the march of the Siamese twins. Totally different.
Yeah, Siamese children.
Mm. My number two story. This is going to harken back to something I was talking about last week. But I was driving to work one morning and I heard this commercial on the radio and it was an anti-Barack Obama commercial, and. This is the line, and I'm going to read it the way they say it in the commercial.
Okay.
Barack Obama, you didn't kill Osama bin Laden. America did. And this, I was furious because remember last week we were talking about things that really get us going. The one thing that sends me off.
Right.
And it's about how people use phony patriotism or try to make you think, oh, you're less American because you think this way. And this commercial. It wants to tell the listeners, Barack Obama is taking credit for what you did, America. You killed Osama bin Laden, and now he's taking credit for it. And it pisses me off because, first of all, I don't care who you are. If you're the commander-in-chief when Osama bin Laden gets killed, you can kind of say, hey, I did that.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
You've got that coming to you. Yeah. But also, thanks for the credit, but I didn't have anything to do with it.
Right.
Don't say America, right. You did.
Do you want to get technical and talk about the Navy SEALs that
did
it?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, right.
But
and the Navy SEALs are the ones that are coming out and saying that.
You didn't kill Osama bin Laden.
No. Right, right, no.
In part.
No, but it's not those Navy SEALs.
No, no, retired no, no. Navy, it's retired Navy SEALs.
Don't say it's those guys. It's not those guys. That's a swift boat thing.
Exactly.
That is a swift boat thing coming down. Do not fall for that or spread that rumor that those Navy SEALs are the Navy SEALs.
That's exactly right. They're coming out saying that for political reasons.
Right.
Sure. A Navy SEAL would never do that, you know, normally.
Absolutely.
But when there's politics involved and an election coming up, and you're a retired Navy SEAL,
and they say that they're not on either.
If you look at the organization that funded
The PAC,
that's entirely Republican, and one of the I don't have all the details because again, I'm too lazy, but. Listeners at home, Google who put that commercial up.
Yeah, but that's exactly what I was talking about.
That's a dishonor to the SEALs that went in and did that.
Is appealing to people's sense of patriotism or what moral values or whatever, and be like, "Hey, Barack Obama's taking credit for what America did or America, whatever." Oh, it pisses me off.
Yeah, no, America went blindly into a war against a sovereign nation that did absolutely nothing because of Condi fucking Rice.
She's golfing.
stick to what you're good at, honey. Play the piano, too.
She does not have a phobia.
Please don't
of
invade
golfing.
Any more countries.
Nicely done.
Yeah, thank you.
No phobia of golfing.
Okay, so here's something. Here's kind of a feel-good story. I have...
Can you put that porn music back
for
on?
Some,
I can do that. I will do that.
For some years now, I've had this kind of... I don't know if you want to say a phobia. Not a phobia, but we can say the word.
I've been drinking steadily since we started.
Just this dread that the gay boys in particular are losing their what makes them special, and to the sense that we're getting so mainstream. And what I mean by
that is
I love little Nelly boys who come out in glitter and are just girly boys.
Jeffrey Energy was your
yes.
Fuck, right. You're kidding me.
I mean, I didn't. No, I just meant I liked that there are people like him.
Oh, like him. Right. Oh,
and
Jesus Christ.
I went out for a little while Sunday night to Charlie's disco night.
I didn't see you.
You didn't. I was there maybe half hour or so.
Were you dressed in costume?
I was not.
All right.
And I saw these two boys on the dance floor. The show was going on.
The Go-Go Boys.
No. They were watching the show.
Okay.
And they couldn't be more than 21. I mean, they were young looking. And they were in, like, Daisy Dukes and eye makeup and body glitter. I mean, they were just women.
That wasn't the show?
No. And they knew every word to Don't Leave Me This Way. And I'm like, thank God we're still producing little... fairies like this. I love it because I have sometimes worried, like,
wow.
Are we getting too mainstream where we fit in?
There's a wonderful book, Laura Z. Dobson is her name, and it's called Consenting Adults.
No relation to James Dobson.
No. She wrote Gentleman's Agreement, which you might remember as Celeste Holmes' Oscar-winning role, where it was supposed to be about homosexuality, but they made it about Jews.
Yeah.
Jewish. We're supposed to say the whole word.
Maybe watch
a phobia,
that.
If you will.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, Consenting Adults is about a young man. The TV movie had Marlo Thomas playing the mom. And it's a young man in the late 80s coming out to his family. And the family is Jewish, but they're not Jew-Jewy. You know what I mean?
Jew-Jewy is okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? They're not orthodox, is I guess what the word I'm looking for. But they're very non-traditional. They've assimilated. And so the whole story is about assimilation in gays and the fact that her son is not this Nelly queen, which, of course, I adore, too, because, you know, I started life as that and I'm just an older... I just lost the twink part of it and stayed in Nelly.
Exactly.
I went with Missy Al instead of Nelly Al. But anyway, it's an interesting story about assimilation and her coming to terms with... It's the coming out story as told... through the eyes of the mother and the son, and her telling him, like...
Interesting.
But it's interesting, that whole thing of assimilation and the Stonewall Riots and, like, the family dynamics and that melding of culture where, like, now you can't tell anymore, like... Like, now that the metrosexual is out and there's, you know, guys doing things with their hair. Like, where I work, I'm like, I don't know if he's gay or straight. They all look the fucking same to me.
Well, and just over the years, so many...
Until somebody has a lisp or something.
So many younger gay men... come out and they are, I will never use the term straight acting because it drives me crazy, but just they look like every other guy and act typical young men. And then I see those flamers, and I love it because I just love that we have those, and I don't ever want to lose that.
No, I agree. I agree completely. But I think drama clubs will ensure.
Yeah,
drama clubs, but, and Lady Gaga will
when
keep
I
them
saw
going
these two
strong.
Boys lip syncing every word to "Don't Leave Me This Way," I was like, oh my god, they were born in the 1990s practically, and they know these.
And
words.
They got their.
Oh,
and Thelma
Houston. They were doing their own shows.
I have a phobia about being left this way.
Oh, okay.
Best song about a one-night stand.
My final story, I'm just going to – this is the start of someone's Facebook status update that kind of irritated the fuck out of me.
Can we all try to finish it?
I'm just going to read this line, and this is how this person's Facebook status update begins. Sometimes I think people don't realize just how much I give of myself, but that's okay.
Wasn't that the whole thing? I think I read that today.
There was a little more that just explained – that kind of – said, but I don't need recognition type of thing. Well, you just
so
put
you
it
put
fucking
it on Facebook,
out there.
Right.
But please don't pat me on the back.
People don't know how much I do for everyone. I'm just so amazing, but
well,
I don't do it.
Yeah, I read that today, and I'm like, I specifically don't because I don't like. I don't even like you.
I don't
why is
do
your
it
friend
for the
on Facebook then?
Well, that was my second thought was, why are we still friends on Facebook?
I almost replied, well, thank God we have you to tell us how much you do, how much you give of yourself.
Was the rest of that phrase, should I run for a pageant?
You know, my sister's famous phrase is, I have to wear all my jewelry, otherwise I'm going to tell you about it.
Yeah. I mean, come on. It reminds me of there was this thing at work recently where they were raising money for juvenile diabetes. And which they do a lot.
Because you got to infect more children with juvenile diabetes.
It takes money, people.
Is Paula Deen their chair? Their spokesperson?
Mary Tyler Moore.
Every week they're doing something new.
You're
going to
make it after
diabetes.
All.
Like this week we're having a bake sale and raffles and what. And one week it was, you know, $5 a day you can wear jeans to work. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really need to wear jeans to work. And this particular week, I wasn't going
to
donate.
You're actually wearing clothes to work now? I think that's a step up.
And somebody's like, what? You don't want to give to juvenile diabetes? Because they saw me wearing my favorite word, slacks. I love it.
Slacks. Oh,
slack.
I love slacks.
A lot of S's in slacks.
But I actually said to them, I said, don't assume. First of all, just because I'm not wearing jeans doesn't mean I didn't donate. And by the way, I didn't because.
P.S. No.
And then I just said, you know what? Right now, I'm donating to other things, and that's all you need to know. And I don't need to know what like everybody's
and
doing.
And I'm
going
to go have another butter now.
The fun from my slacks.
My slacks.
My slack friend.
I know people hate the word slacks, like women hate panties.
I don't.
But I love the word slacks.
But you're not using Zanzibelt, so that's a plus. Ooh.
I have a phobia about all
I
love, of it.
I have a pair of Zanzibelt.
I'm trying to remember. I think my father didn't like the word pants. He said men wore trousers.
Ooh. Oh, I think hate the word trousers.
I think my dad was up. My dad was always mad about something I said. Maybe it was that I like boys. But there was something... There was something about the phrase that I was in a man's pants that really set him off.
He would have
and I think it was the word pants.
Yeah.
Pants on the floor may have also been a bad term to use around him. I'm not sure.
Pants around my ankles. I mean, there's just so many places where pants sounds wrong.
Give me a C, a bouncy C.
And I love the word pantsuit when referring to a woman's. That's a smart pantsuit.
Only gay people can pull off that phrase. Like, well, not even gay men. Lesbians, a smart pantsuit just sounds like you're trying to dress up their dog and take it out to dinner.
To Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, this lobster.
Lobster Fest.
Only happens once a year.
Dion Brown wants to go.
I read his post.
I know he's a lesbian now.
Why?
Because he wants to go to Lobster Fest.
Oh. Yeah.
If anything says I'm a gay woman, it's I want to go to Lobster Fest.
Oddly. I am woman.
You guys have been.
But I
know. Oh, you haven't.
No, oddly,
okay,
no.
So I thought of Batman and Robin or whatever their names are today. I don't
Brenda.
Brenda and
I didn't
Google
them either. Because I got this coupon.
Batman and Robin, though. I appreciate that.
Well, they're gay, too.
Yeah.
I just thought, gay couple, around a long time. Why not Batman and Robin? I got a coupon for, like, every chain restaurant you've ever heard of. Turns out they're all owned by the same motherfuckers.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but there it was. And so this email comes to me about all these places. Well, I'm not – if they build it on the corner, maybe, but probably not.
Right.
And then, like, at that Swagger awards,
right.
Whatever they're called.
Yeah.
The best happy hour, Applebee's? Really?
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
Hey, I didn't vote for them. I don't know what
I don't know.
I didn't win my award.
I know. I looked – oh, I said, oh, I'm
I know. Well –
I thought that's who ran over your bike. Whoever won, whoever won that award, and I'll get him now.
Katie June ran over your bike.
Yeah, so she and that kid of hers could have a reality show.
Oh my god, are you going to start believe me on that?
No, I just have to.
All right, can I go next?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
will Katie June's kid holler for a dollar?
I don't know.
Oh, she needs to get on that.
Oh, I know,
Katie June, if you're listening,
I would have a kid. If it would holler for a dollar, I would have a kid.
No, you
because,
wouldn't.
Because, well, first off, they does. Let's talk about it.
I make it worth it.
This is not $10. This is not on my list.
We have friends that date children, so.
Right, I know. And I would make them dust my apartment. House. I don't know where I live. The reason I don't. Sometimes there's a backyard, sometimes there's not. It comes and goes. I don't know.
Is that only when people take it?
Oh.
I don't know. I think
people... Oh my god, we have a phone call!
Oh!
Oh, they fell off.
Oh, well, it was Tyler. I was going to tell you that. Yeah, he wanted to know about the thing. So
we can call him back.
Call back.
Okay. First off, the reason I don't like why have a dog? All I do is shit and eat. If you have a kid 4 or 5 years, that thing can dust. Mm-hmm. And then it can vacuum.
That thing can dust.
Fast forward 8-9 years, it's a designated driver. This is a commodity. Right. Sellable goods.
Slave labor.
No, I'd pay it. With food.
All right.
You like to barter. Okay, so, I mean, not with children. So Tyler says we should talk about Amanda Bynes. Okay. And I know, isn't she in Hairspray, Amanda Bynes?
Yes.
I think she was in one of those horrible things where they did something in high school.
He's on hold.
She's like the new Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, and she's the bitch that she been busted for leaving the scene of a crime and hit and runs and all this shit.
She
had some accidents.
But remember, didn't she retire from acting and then came back to it, or was that a different member of the?
I don't know. That's someone else I don't care about.
Yeah,
I did something
horrible. And he says there was a dog fight this past weekend on The Real Housewives of New York.
Amanda Bynes apparently had a DUI. We should find out from Tyler.
Okay, so here we go. Here's my list.
You
got him?
Well, I do. I think you do. Tyler, are you there?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, Tyler!
It's the first time you've talked with us live on the air. Welcome to the show, Tyler from Tennessee.
Thank you.
What did you want to discuss, sir?
Oh, Buddy was talking earlier about the two guys at the bar or whatever.
Yeah.
The glitter guys.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just thinking, I'm here from Tennessee and stuff, you know. I'm kind of... where I'm from and everything, we're pretty southern and we kind of do hunting and everything like that. So being a gay guy, you know, I don't really see much of that.
No, but you know what? I don't know if you've seen these. Sorry to interrupt you, Tyler, if I may. Just there's these YouTube videos of these two guys. I want to say they live in Asheville. And they put these YouTube videos of themselves going out to the gay bars and getting tore up, messy, and they're huge queens. And I'm from a town near Asheville, so I get a kick out of watching it. I wish I could remember their names, but I wouldn't think so. This is in the Appalachians also, and they're the nelliest fucking queens you've ever seen, even in the South.
Yeah.
Now, what part of Tennessee you're from? Because I've been around.
Over in Pigeon Forge.
Oh, literally, that's right. We did know that.
Kathy Griffin.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's the latest and greatest from Pigeon Forge? What's going on with you? What do you do for entertainment down there, aside from hunting?
What do we do for entertainment?
Yeah. Well, and the show.
Right.
Not much. We're getting a Margaritaville.
So.
Oh.
At least you can drink. Got it. Are there other... Are there other, clearly we understand that you're the only one that we know of who listens to us from the Pigeon Forge area. Have you shared that there is a world outside of Pigeon Forge with other gay people in your area, or are you kind of alone?
Oh, well, no. I mean, I've got friends and everything, so I talk to people.
Yeah. Right.
Oh,
no,
right.
But, I mean, is there any kind of a gay community is what I'm asking, really?
Gay, well...
aside from Dolly Parton.
Yeah, the closest, bars and stuff is over in Knoxville.
All right.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Gives me a little more perspective.
I have definitely been to Knoxville.
Yeah, there's several gay bars and clubs and stuff over there, so there's quite a bit to do.
What do you do for a living, Tyler?
What I do for a living?
Yes.
I work in education.
Oh, wow.
Oh, very good for you. Well done.
So every time we make fun of education, you're like, God damn it.
Tyler, I don't make fun of education. I don't know if you've noticed, I'm the voice of reason.
Shit.
The old fuck.
Right. Got it.
A lot of people, think just because, we talk a little bit differently, a little bit slower and stuff, we're not too educated, but we...
Well, now, if it makes you feel any better, I'm originally from Missouri. I'm from Joplin, Missouri. I lived briefly in Paducah, Kentucky, and in Nashville. So I've spent some time in that part of the country. I understand. But when I do go home, the Southern boy in me does come out. So if I spend a few days back home in Missouri or in Tennessee, I will start I'll sound a lot more like you for a while.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? By the way, Tyler, you might find this interesting. When we first moved out here when I was a kid, after the great moonshine caper of 1977, when I went to school, they made me go to speech therapy class to get rid of my accent. It was so thick.
Wow.
And my mom didn't tell me that's why. She's like, oh, you have trouble pronouncing your R's, but it was to get rid of, because they couldn't understand the word I said in the first grade.
Oh, wow.
I was like Honey Boo Boo's mom. They needed to.
Honey Boo Boo's
mom. I needed to go to
mom.
School with subtitles.
No. What you don't know, buddy, is that we've also arranged for you to go to another class here at Phoenix College. I'm kidding.
Shut up. I had a friend from England that they did the same thing. They put him in a speech class to get rid of his accent, and he could turn it on a dime. It was the craziest thing, so that it sounded almost fake. His British accent didn't sound real.
Interesting.
So, Tyler, I have one final question for you, in case just because you're in the chat room all the time. You've talked to Doug and Harrison. And
who's your favorite member of the show?
No. Now that it's out there, do you have a favorite that you listen to more than anybody?
Oh, you guys. Oh, jeez. I like y'all.
I know.
That diplomatic.
I know you like the sports segment with Buddy, because every time he goes into sports, you're like, yay, sports. So I know you like that one.
Yeah, boy.
I always like it when y'all talk about entertainment, like film.
Oh.
Unlike this show, everything else is entertaining.
He's eclectic like Al and I.
We're gonna hit some movies on my list, so we're ready.
So before we let you go, I have one final question for you. Do you have anything you'd like to ask anybody on the cast of the show, or if you have any question in general you'd like us to answer?
Oh, gosh. Well,
you can think about it. Go ahead and put it in the chat.
Oh, gosh, I have no idea. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. If you don't, I thought you might
think about it and go ahead and put it in the chat room.
I do have a final question for Tyler.
Oh, go.
Does this microphone make me look fat?
just a little.
That's as good as answer as I was hoping for.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's
well
been
played.
Tyler from Tennessee. He's a long-time listener, first-time caller, literally.
Thank you for calling. I'm sorry, I never have any idea what works and what doesn't around here to answer your questions.
We missed you last week.
Thank you, Tyler.
Bye, Tyler.
Nice to talk to you.
Bye,
you too.
Bye-bye.
I love it.
It's fantastic.
That was Tyler from Tennessee. He has been in the chat room for several weeks. It's the first time he's called in. I think that's fantastic.
That's fantastic.
Look, I'm just going to say it. His accent's hot.
Oh.
I like it. It turned me on. I'm sorry.
Well.
Why do you have to apologize? I think that's great.
As many people might know, I had family in the South, and we went down. We always went to the beach, but we would go pick up relatives and then drive to the beach with them, because my mom and I always wanted to go to the beach. So
we're
like,
hide the bodies better.
No, right. But so I spent so many summers in the South that I have that same problem where, like, I watch an episode of Designing Women and I have a Southern accent
right.
for, like, 2 hours sure. after.
Right, exactly.
But I love it. I never think anybody's like...
Are you Miss Georgia World?
And I'm always amazed by anybody that can, like, take the... Because I talk so fast that Southern thing, it's so appealing to me that they... Because I can't even...
Take their time,
and it just has such a ring to it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways,
you said you're gonna talk about movies. What you got?
All right, so let me see what's on my list. Let me switch screens.
I've got to start producing a list. Is what I got to do.
Okay, first up, because I saw War Horse. Finally, I bit the bullet and I saw War Horse. My last Academy Award nominee from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Took me a while. So now we're contrasting the career of Steven Spielberg. Who went from Jaws, it's not his first movie, but it's his first, define the summer blockbuster. Some people say it ruins cinema.
Right.
and Warhorse, which is just so manipulative. And all I kept thinking while I was watching it was, who wrote this piece of trash script? It was probably one of the worst scripts ever produced. And it was Lee Hall from Billy Elliot. And like,
oh, okay.
He's a wonderful screenwriter. And I'm like, ah!
Okay.
Because the credits come at the end. I almost fell off my chair in horror. But so Jaws is out on Blu-ray. Please, 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 please. If you've only ever seen it on cable, fuck HBO. They only letterbox their own shows. They don't letterbox movies that should be letterboxed. But Jaws is probably one of the greatest pieces of cinematography. When that movie ends, you will understand what is cinematography. That movie was filmed 1 foot from the shore, and it always looks like the open sea. Beautifully done. It's been letterboxed for a long time because Spielberg, that's his great thing, was he stopped that whole full screen bullshit where they cut out a third of the movie.
Sure.
So Jaws is out, and it's on Blu-ray, and it's absolutely pristine and funny, gorgeous.
This is an extension of Shark Week for him.
Right, but they did. Believe it or not, I think it's Paramount. It's Universal or Paramount. I can never remember which. They coincided the release of Jaws Blu-ray with Shark Week. They're not stupid. They did that on purpose.
Okay.
I was going to talk about that, but I don't care about that. Buddy Early, have you ever seen Come Back to the Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean?
No, I have not.
I have it on, I have a blue, what's it called? Bootleg copy. So I will give that to you so we can talk about it at another date.
Okay.
And now because I've had insomnia for like most of the last 5 days and I've only slept like 2 nights out of 5, I have watched almost all of American Horror Story except for the last episode all at once.
No wonder you can't sleep. That's why you can't sleep.
No, right? Honey, I could. If it was time to sleep, I would fall asleep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. First up, we've talked about Lily Rabe on this thing. She's Jill Clayburgh's daughter who...
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know
she had the unfortunate love scene with Al Pacino in Shakespeare in the Park where she was having a love scene with her...
What's her name?
Lily Rabe.
You know what? I think any love scene with Al Pacino is unfortunate.
Right, but that's her mom's ex-boyfriend.
And oh, that's right.
Oh!
Right, and they had a love thing in The Merchant of Venice. I think they did The Merchant of Venice. Okay, so I'm kind of up on my Lily. I'm reading about Lily Rabe. To me, she's like, oh, she's a theater actress. I've never seen her. Then I'm reading about American Horror Story, and they're like, starring Lily Rabe. And I'm like, well, who the fuck does Lily Rabe play on American Horror Story? She's the doctor's wife.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, it's Jill Clayburgh. It's a cunt hair away from being Goldie Hawn and her daughter. What's the daughter's name?
Yeah. Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson. Right. You know how whenever you see Kate Hudson, you're like, ooh, it's kind of freaky. They've cloned Goldie Hawn. Mm-hmm. She is brilliant. And now I'm watching this.
She really is.
I'm watching American Horror Story for the second time, and now I'm not waiting a week screaming at people because they won't play it faster. I'm watching it all at once. And Lily Rabe, a revelation. Just a beautiful performance. But if you're a big fan of Jill Clayburgh, as me and the Wilk are, I'm like, holy shit. This is her doppelganger.
Holy shit,
and she's just as good as her mother was. Absolutely just as good. Okay, Jessica Lange, it's probably one of the greatest performances by an actress ever. And watch it all at once. Get it. It's available on DVD and Blu-ray right now. Go get it. Watch it all at once. She must be blowing Ryan, whatever his name is. What's Ryan's name?
Seacrest?
Lochte?
Sockte?
No, Ryan.
I'm just coming up with Ryan Murphy.
Murphy that created...
I don't care what category they ended up putting her in. Yo, give her the Emmy.
You could put
ship
her
it to her now.
Best performance by a human in a role that was written by another human. It is shockingly gothic. And oh my God, American Horror Story is... It's phenomenal. There's so many layers to that.
Uh-huh.
It's chilly. It's chilling. And to watch it all at once, like I'm doing this week while I'm not sleeping, I'm amazed by it. Absolutely amazed. And I just found out this week, and I want to make sure that it's true, that Buddy Early's favorite movie and my favorite movie are the same favorite movie.
And I know we've discussed the movie before, but I never remember you saying it was your favorite. It is hands... Now, okay.
If you break into my home and the question is, what's your favorite movie? Guess what you're going to type into my computer? The Silence of the Lambs.
Now, in 100 years of cinema, there's a lot of really great movies. So,
timing,
it's apples and oranges. But for me, The Silence of the Lambs, first of all, the first half dozen times I ever saw it, every time I would get something new out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And you're always like, oh, I never really caught that line, or I never thought of it in this way. It's the one movie, more than any other, that I can say, perfect script.
Screenplay, yes.
Perfect performances. Everything is just spot on. So good.
So interesting trivia. That is the worst. Orion Films went bankrupt immediately, yeah. actually prior to the Oscars. That is the shittiest video transfer of all time. Shittiest. If you've only ever seen it on video, you have not seen The Silence of the Lambs. They had no money. All they did was tack it together. It was only done full screen. It was never widescreened until late in the 90s. So if you never saw it in the theater and you have not watched it again, you have never seen The Silence of the Lambs. Yeah. So stop telling yourself you have. And go find
Stop
it.
Lying to
and
yourself.
Then the DVD transfer that they did when DVDs was just a shitty copy of a shitty video. Okay. So the Criterion Collection came out, and then eventually the Blu-ray came out, where they widescreened it again. So any reaction you have of Hannibal in the glass or her in the glass is back. And I think it's the most, and it's from the book, but it's not. It doesn't get you to that tight time when he kidnaps a senator's daughter. It puts a stopwatch on that movie. They can't drag it out. Right. That movie has to end. She has to save that girl. They know how long it takes to skin them.
There's not a dead moment.
There's
in
not
that
a
movie.
Dead moment. That movie just rocks solid from the opening where you think she's being chased by someone, and it turns out to be like from the surprise of why is she running in the beginning
and
every minute.
The thing that nobody ever talks about, and maybe I'm really making this more than it is, but we remember that there was some criticism about Buffalo Bill and the gay guy's got to be this wacko, whatever. But the thing that nobody ever talks about that I really see in this movie and see more and more every time I watch it is kind of the feminist take on this movie. And not just feminists like empowering women, but what this movie is saying about our treatment of women in our society and you know what we think of women and the expectations we have of them or we don't have of them.
And a constant reminder on her when she stands in the room and all everyone's taller than – because she's a very small woman, Jodie Foster. And all the deputies are staring down at her and she's always getting talked down to.
And then later they're in the car and Scott Glenn, her boss, says, oh, you know I just did that for them. You know, and then she just this throwaway line where she's like, "Well, they look up to you. They listen, you know." Right. And you don't even catch the line, but
and
if you do,
for this one's for Tyler in Tennessee. Didn't mean to cut you off.
Okay,
for Tyler in Tennessee, when she has to talk to them in the coroner's office to the deputies, she thickens up the Southern accent, and all of a sudden she goes full on West Virginia to make sure they know she's one of their people.
We're gonna do what we can for their family.
Oh, I love it.
All right, I'm going to break this up because I actually don't have a list anyway, so...
Good,
because we're out of time. And we've got to go into this segment, which is called Thoughtful Vulgarity.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we, in the studio, try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
Well, we threaten it every week and we never really touch on it, so this week we're going to do it.
I have a phobia about what's going to happen.
Yes, I do too. I do too.
You have a phobia too.
And I hope it goes somewhere interesting. So it's in two parts, our question. Part one is, do you believe in God? And part two is, do you pray? And you may take it wherever you want to. And we are so according to the atomic clock on time. So
I'm
Marnie,
assuming you're looking right at me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes and yes. Do you need more?
Yeah.
Yes, I believe in God. I was raised Lutheran, but it wasn't just about being raised that way.
So you listen to Prairie Home Companion a lot? Is that what
NPR? No, okay. I don't. I absolutely do, and I am the first person, or I should say the last person, that will ever push my thoughts or views on someone.
But if you were going to, what would they be? What would you do?
What would you do to people?
You know, I don't believe in organized religion per se. Okay. I went to the church that I was raised in, St. James Lutheran Church. I went there until I was like 19. So it wasn't like even, you know, you get done with high school and then you're free, so you don't have to go back. I enjoyed it. But I was working nights. I was a CNA. And I was working nights, and I remember going in there, and I had a nice pair of jeans on and a nice shirt, but, you know, not dressed up like churchy.
Yeah, not Sunday shoes.
Not Sunday shoes, right?
I haven't heard that phrase in a long time.
And It was actually during the summer, so it was a Monday night service, and I went in there, and it was people looking at me and looking me up and down, and, oh, you know, kind of poor you.
Were you wearing Doc Martens?
I was not at the time.
Crocs?
Now, did you click your Subaru to lock it if you locked in? How'd you do it?
My Ford Ranger.
So would describe it as a mild phobia of your jeans.
Oh, drink! Yes. We're still drinking, by the way, if you haven't paid attention.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. No, but it was just very eye-opening to me. Something that I so believed in and so enjoyed and had been such a part of my life became... What the fuck is this about? And why are you being so rude? And, you know, you're a bunch of bitches. Anyway, I took that. And now I'm not a member, if you will. Faith Lutheran is over on 7th and 7th Street and Camelback. We had been members there. It was fantastic.
Oh, that's a great church, by the way. I've actually been there for not services, but I've been to the church.
Yeah, it's and they're fantastic.
Corn chowder, maybe?
When
I know how you love a bake sale. Oh, no, a chili cook-off. My
chili cook-off.
I'm sorry, chili cook-off.
That's all she can, talk, about
2003. That's all she can talk about.
Only in 2003. But, you know.
So that chili expired?
Totally. No, but that was something that that had been very important to me. And I mean, I was in there are things I'm not going to tell you boys. But, you know, just not. Because I know where Al takes those things. But, you know, it came to a point where then later on now, as far as religion goes, it's wherever I am. As far as prayer and as far as this and that, yeah. I mean, and it's not praying for things. It's just being thankful for everything that I have, feeling good about it.
You got there without me, buddy. Early.
I don't pray, but I do.
You play like Aretha Franklin.
I do.
Oh. Each time I go to bed, I pray like Aretha Franklin.
Oh, it's always comes back to
Scritti Politti.
No, I don't pray, but I do. As corny as it sounds, send out good vibes, yeah. Because I've been the recipient of good karma, if you will.
Good juju.
And I totally believe that there's a force in the universe. As far as God, yeah, maybe. And I think if there is a God, he's probably going to forgive me for not really paying too much attention. Like, if I go to heaven and God's there, he's going to be like, see, buddy, you didn't believe in me. Yeah. And we'll have a good laugh and he'll get me in a headlock. And be like, God, now you're here.
It's not going to be a foot-stomping diva.
It's the best
go
of both worlds.
Saint I can Peter, be a non-believer,
but if your God is so great, he's going to forgive me for not believing. So that's sort of how I feel about that. But in terms of Christianity and other organized religions, I mean, we've sat here and railed on Scientology, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But how much crazier is it than the stuff that's in our Bible?
Right, right.
It's not that much crazier. I mean,
it just depends on when you started reading it.
Right. Exactly.
Well, and I think it's also about who is pontificating about it. I mean, I think that's the huge issue. You know, when you have people that are just...
Well, that's not even what I'm talking. I'm talking about the crazy stuff like the talking bushes and just the crazy...
See,
you know,
I thought it was the different parable kind of things that are in there?
Yeah, like the crazy things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I don't...
See, but that's how I look at them. That's what I'm saying. It's parables.
Yeah, right. Because, I mean, the literal interpretation of the Bible takes... Right. That's a big fucking boat. I mean,
that's a lot.
You can't even make it through chapter 3 without being like, excuse me?
Right. So, I mean,
there
for
were cockroaches
me,
on that boat?
Right. Apparently, a lot of them. And termites.
Yeah, because I don't want to be on
that. Was
right,
the demise.
Exactly.
So, I mean,
and now, were the dogs enclosed? Or were they allowed to come? You know what I mean?
They have Viking jerseys.
Was it come as you may?
Yeah. Did any of these animals have phobia of being on the water?
Because I just iced my cocktails. I'm grateful to you.
Thank God I love this car.
God, if you want to call it that. I mean, there's something. There are too many miracles to explain away as somebody's. I don't think there's a controlling person, which is why I don't pray. I
mean, a puppet master, right?
Who's hearing my prayers,
right?
You know,
right.
But in terms of like wishing good onto others, I think there's that energy that really, you know, it's a good reason for all of that. But who knows? Maybe.
Who knows? Maybe that's nice. Let's finish.
Hey, God, you exist. Here's a Mick Ultra.
Call me maybe.
We need to do one of those videos.
I know. I think we're the last people. I think we're the last four people on earth that haven't made a Call Me Maybe video.
Right?
Yeah.
We'll work on it.
Should do that in your car while we're trying to make toast.
Oh, that'd be really funny.
Yeah, this ain't happening.
Sing into a toaster, Clayton McKee.
Please repeat the question for those who might have missed it, but I have it written down, but I just want to make sure that everybody knows.
Well, it's a two-part question, and I don't remember which part comes first, but...
It's do you believe in God and do you pray?
There it is. Well, why?
No and no.
Okay.
No and no. And you've heard me reference before that I think the Bible is a wonderful, wonderful assortment of fictitious stories put together in one single book.
Yeah.
I think that over time, and now granted, I full admit, I come from Missouri. It's the Bible Belt. Literally, one of the hair salon that I first worked in doing, oddly enough,
made it. Was called the Bible Belt?
No, I was I used to trade maintenance of this hair salon with hair with hair work. Like when I was having lots of crazy colors and cuts and stuff done back in the late 80s. It was right next to Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The ground zero of crazy batshit people. Right.
And are they accredited? Somebody's got to help us and tell me if they're accredited.
I
want to say
so.
No, but I don't want to say that on the air if it's not true. So I will right now until I'm corrected.
Or Bob.
Bob. Yeah. Jones. So I don't know. Is it Bob Jones? I made it up. Okay.
No.
At South Carolina, Bob Jones University.
Okay, got it.
One of them is not accredited. So, the Wilk will help us with this.
I'm sure. But, well, and by he's in the
chat room. Yeah, he's back
room.
In the
he's
chat room.
He's very busy. He got home from his dinner.
He met Hooli.
Oh, there's that. So I agree with the, and obviously my mother and I have had many discussions in regards
accredited.
To this. Oh, it is?
Oh, it is accredited. All right.
Well, they're still crazy.
Fuckers, yeah.
My thought is that all of the story. Now, I don't deny that there was a Jesus. I don't deny that there was this person. Nobody rose from the dead. Nobody ever has risen from the dead. Right. Ever, period. End of story.
Because wouldn't you think they would have found the body?
Yeah, there's all these wonderful.
If you're going to make up a story, make it good. Yeah.
Find the body. I have a very big issue with believing in something that I can't hold, touch, feel, talk to. No.
Oh, you won't even stay with a boyfriend that leaves town. Are you kidding me? We've already heard that story.
No, so, right, exactly. So there's
We've all heard the pet the puppy stay on the porch.
Yeah.
Parable.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Your phobia being left alone. No one's drinking.
I am
so
drinking.
So in my head, in regards to this is, and by the way, send all your emails to ClaytonMcKee@Hotmail.com.
Wow.
I'll be happy to answer whatever the fuck
you have a Hotmail
question.
Account, so
no.
It doesn't matter.
No, I do. ClaytonMcKee@Hotmail.com. Okay. Oh, you can send it from anywhere. I think that all of these stories are put together and spun by men.
Oh, definitely.
By men.
By men who were trying to control the masses. So they put this wonderful book of all these stories together to scare the fuck out of everybody to make them do what they wanted them to do. I don't think that any of it is, I mean, I think there are spins put on every story.
You know, just a slight tweak, because I believe the same thing, but sometimes I think it was to leave fear without science.
Okay, I will give you that. It's a give and take.
But I mean, I'm not disagreeing with yours. I just want to add that some of it is to control people and make them do what they want, and some is like, we don't know what the fuck thunder is.
Right. So
we're going to say, and those are God's
something.
Tears.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And there are undoubtedly.
With a couple in 3B.
Yeah.
I will not apologize for art.
Yeah.
And there are undoubtedly a lot of great lessons that can be learned from the Bible, but there's also every Dostoevsky novel has a lot of great lessons to be learned in it, too. So I think the Bible should really be judged in that way. It's like, is it really good literature?
And I think, you know, Thomas Harris, author of Silence of the Lambs, has a great lesson about helping somebody with a cast on it, put a couch into a U-Haul. Don't do it. You're going to get fucking skinned.
Right. So in regards to what Buddy said, in regards to...
So, I mean, really, you can learn a lesson from
that. With what Buddy said is he's thankful for everything he has. I am too, but I also think that good comes from good, regardless of whatever higher power, if you believe there is one. I mean, you can worship Tina Turner for all you fucking care, but...
I know him.
I mean, and I love Tina Turner. Don't get me wrong on that. But I feel that all the wonderful things that have come down the road to me is because I was good to somebody else.
Yeah.
It comes around. It's not because something shines down. Somebody shines down to you and like he's sitting up on a cloud watching you and decided, oh, you get an anointment today.
Yeah.
Or bullshit. No.
Right.
Other people think you're good. They give back to you because you're good. It's not, has nothing, in my opinion.
Or they just back the car into your bike.
And I live, well.
I'm just fucking with you.
I live right across the street from Xavier Church. I mean, I hear the church bells every day. I love them. I think they sound great. But I'm getting nothing out of that. I feel nothing. There's no power coming across the street to me.
When I hear church bells, I don't thank God.
No, I think, somebody ought to put some bells together.
It sounds pretty.
Right, it's right. It's a beautiful sound. Right.
I think that there are too many things that are way too misinterpreted.
Right.
From the Bible, and too much hate comes out of many
and
religions.
And other books, too. I don't
any
wanna,
books. No,
right,
no,
right,
not
right,
just
yeah.
picking on that.
Yeah.
But anything.
I always want to make it clear that I just like all religion. Absolutely. Not just that one.
Going back to a headline that we had earlier, the fact that the entire the Supreme Court, which no. I was surprised, and we were all surprised to find out that Mexico had a Supreme Court that
no, wasn't. Because Doug Wilkie's in the room now. He knows. He remembers me saying on an airplane, "Do we have an FAA? Like how are we getting here?"
So
because Doug was on that plane,
I was surprised today when I heard that in regards to that the Supreme Court of Mexico decided that same-sex marriages will be recognized. So then I go back to. Wow, from the standpoint of they're all Roman Catholic.
Sure,
absolutely. And all of that bullshit, because I've dated enough of the Latinos to know that the families are, okay, we're okay with Jose because he's gay, but he's fun and he's cool, but he still goes to church.
Right.
But at the other side of that coin is that they're going to denounce everything else to do with it.
Sure.
That's an entire country saying that you're going to recognize and it's going to be okay, even with their Catholicism, which, again, I don't give a shit about. I akin Catholicism and Penn State and all these other bullshits. They try to raise themselves above everybody else, but it's the same shit. Everybody's flawed. Right. I'm thankful for everything that I have, everything that I've worked for, everything that I've given good vibes out to, but I don't think that there's somebody, like Al said, like there's no marionette strings being played of people. It's fear. It's people trying to. And when I look back, I was told, let's see, I've been here 19 years in Phoenix, so now we're looking. I was told 23 years ago by a minister, preacher, whatever you want to call him, of a church back in, not in Missouri, it was actually in, I think it was in Tennessee or Arkansas. He told me that I would have been good for the business.
He actually wanted. Now I wanted validation from a child molester. I think that's just not fair.
No, what he told me was I would be good for show. He wanted to recruit me to be a television evangelist years ago, thinking that I would be good at that because
I was bad at my math. I was thinking you were a young kid at the altar.
No.
They used to let me sing at church, so if that didn't offend God, nothing.
They were tone deaf. But or they liked Donna Summer. I'm not sure which one it is.
Right.
But no, to me it was when I heard that I was like, okay, this feels used car salesman like.
Sure.
They want to use a look and a sound and a visual just to sucker people in, and I realized it was all about money.
His name is Joel Osteen.
No.
That's fantastic.
I have a bad taste on my mouth in regards to the whole lot. One of my very best friends.
That's the body of Christ.
Yeah, exactly.
One of my very best friends that I love and adore, and I text message is Duke from back home. Mm-hmm. His father's a minister. I love the whole family. They're great people. They have their beliefs. I have mine.
Yeah.
I don't push them aside because of that, but when that guy came to me and he goes, "You'd be good for the business." And I'm like,
that's
you're calling religion
a business.
I like that
better than a child molester story. I really do. I think it's got a better potential than
and I think it's difficult though to clump, and I think it's because I don't want to be clumped. You know, and that's why I'm making the statement. I just think that to clump I think that with anything, but to clump anyone who believes in God with all of those people that believe in God,
but that's my thing
is
about,
dangerous.
But that's my thing about silence
and
equals
bullshit.
Silence equals death. And we talked about it earlier with that thing with Henry VIII when he tried to change the church. That in your silence equals consent.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So if you don't speak up
by
against
the way, one
it,
of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
And plays.
Yeah. Yes. You go. Which one?
A Man for All Seasons.
Oh, good. I was like, there's so many there's so many movies on this topic. I was trying to get to one. Okay, so exactly, and that's where silence equals consent. That's where I learned it from, was A Man for All Seasons. And that's what it is. So the minute you don't speak up against it, you become part of
become
the clump.
Become part of it.
Okay, my answer is yes and yes.
Really?
You believe?
To the surprise of just about everyone.
Wait a minute. That flies in the face of everything I've ever believed in you.
Right.
So
now, okay, with the God thing... and this is very strange. Yeah, this is so fucked up.
Well, we got a third hour, so if you want to listen to what Al's response is going to be.
Okay, the reason I believe in God is mostly... Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Desmond Tutu. Mostly I believe in God because of what you were saying about miracles, and there's just stuff on there that there has to be... And this comes from Elizabeth Hasselbeck, too. I'll give her a little bit of credit.
Oh, my God. The whole show's coming apart right now.
For saying it just a little bit better than I do, that sometimes you look at something, and my mom had said this once, and it stuck with me. When she saw the mountains of wherever the Mount Rushmore is, when she saw those mountains, and it was their big nationwide tour.
Is that the Black Mountains of South Dakota?
It is. My mother said, you just know that there, like, someone creates something... This was created by something. Now, it could just be an outside force. I don't know. Sure. But that's my thing. And Elizabeth Hasselbeck said, when you look at a painting, you think, who painted that? And when you look at something gorgeous, like you see a sunset, you see everything align one day in Maui, and the wind has stopped, and the moon is over the ocean, and the ocean just turns this, the most beautiful shade of purple that can never be photographed. And you're just standing there looking at it. They're like, there's something, whatever it is, whether it's whatever you believe in. And I don't think it's one old man with a white beard or, you know, one guy of any color sitting there. It's just a force out there. And the way that I like to explain it best is Mother Nature. Like, to me, Mother Nature and all the forces of trying to swim across the ocean. There's jellyfish. There's shark. Guess what? Somebody's coming to eat you.
Yeah.
That the hubris of man, like, just to think I can swim across this someday. No, probably can't. We got sharks, we got jellyfish, we got currents, we got hurricanes.
We've got lack of motivation and phobias.
And when you stand in front of Niagara Falls and you look at that great power, that to me is the force of God. Like, you can't win. Like, we can do nothing. We can dam it, we can do stuff, but that water will always win. And whenever the earth, we can pollute the planet however you want to, the earth will win. Like, something will beat us. Like, we are not the ultimate force. We are not the...
Oh, no, and I agree. I've never believed that humans are the ultimate force. I've never believed that.
But whatever, and so you've all said it in different ways about, like, positive energy, and I believe that. And on this show, I come across as really negative. The list of people that it seems like I don't care for, including Clayton, Marnie, Doug Wilkie. I mean, there's so many people.
Notice he likes Buddy. That's all.
She likes me and Tyler.
Absolutely.
Right. I have never disparaged Buddy yet on air. But because things.
On air.
And yet.
So things come across as negative that are just observations or just funny things to me. But I don't, like, there's not a negative energy behind it. And my response to negative energy is, unfortunately, negative energy, which I think proves the point. When people come out being shitty, I respond with shitty. Okay. But I would rather be that positive thing, because I know that positive thing comes back.
Yeah.
And here's where we just throw it all away. One of the main reasons that I believe in that nature, that force of God, is Donna Summer's voice. And it's the craziest thing I'll ever say. If you've ever seen her live and heard her hit a note and that pitch perfect sound, like, it's so in tune with the universe. Like, her voice was so just immaculate to me. When she would hit a note and hold that microphone over here, like, are you fucking high?
Yeah.
But anyways,
where did that come from? Yeah.
But then as far as prayer goes, my thing is always never to ask for something, especially where I work at the restaurant, where, like, you're wishing for a better chicken sandwich. It ain't coming. And you can pray as hard as you want to, you're just dead. I don't know how to break this to people. You can pray, you can not pray, you can be shitty, you can be good. If it's your time, it's your time, you're dead. So asking for things isn't anything. But for me, prayer is about just inventorying, like, what has happened to me? What has happened to you? Like, what are you grateful for? What do you want to just send out there that you're happy that happened, and maybe you'll get more of it? Because to think that I'm a better person than some starving kid in Africa that's got some disease, no, it's just the luck of the draw. It's just what sperm swam faster and what continent you did it on.
I would throw out the one thing that, when it comes to quote-unquote prayer, that it's for me, like, I go in the backyard when you say be thankful. I just sit in the backyard and I look up and the breeze blows and it's wonderful outside and it's beautiful and all the green and seeing the colors and I'm just happy.
Just remember to
be
grateful.
And it's like, thank you.
But prayer will.
And to whomever.
Prayer works on dice. If you're in Vegas, prayer works.
Prayer will get you a Source Award or an NAACP Image Award.
It will also get you a diagnosis for your phobia.
Yes. We're going to continue our drinking game off the air. This is the end of hour two. We do hour three. It is only downloadable. We'll talk about more of that later.
Tyler, it's going to be all about movies.
It's a Tuesday night. It's the show.
The show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona.